Kathy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Back to school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
A little bit more effort to drive them in, but you can't miss them. They're very distinctive. They're usually blue in color. And if it turns out that that hollow step just doesn't have enough concrete behind it to really grab, you can drop the post in front of the step or to the side of the step. Really, it's going to depend on how it lines up with the rest of the house. And then you can set that post in soil. And to do that, you would simply dig a post hole. You know, you can use a post hole digger to do that. You dig down about 3 feet. And then you stick a wood post in there, and then you pour concrete, and you can get the red bag by Quikrete. It's a fast-setting concrete. Pour it in the hole dry and make sure that that post is level, and then you add water to that hole itself and kind of it mixes in place. It doesn't really need a lot of prep, but it definitely dries or cures, I should say, super strong to support that post. So if it turns out that going into the step is impossible, this is a great way to get the support you need for the post, and it is a super easy DIY project.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your answer. Appreciate it.
All right. You are welcome.
All right. Heading out my way in Ohio is Pete, and he wants to talk about some lighting. What's going on there?
My wife and I would like to install canned lights on the first floor of our two-story home. Kind of project would I be getting myself into?
All right, well, let me ask you this, Pete. Do you like to fish?
you
know, do you enjoy casting a rod, hooking a fish? I'm only asking you this because when you install those canned lights in a finished ceiling, I mean, it's not like something that's open and you can put the wires all where they need to go and it's very easy. When you are going into something that is already finished, you quite literally have to fish that wire through everything to get it from wherever you're pulling that power from to the point where you want those fixtures. And it can be a challenge, but it can also could be fun.
I see what you did there.
All right, so fixtures are there already, but you would want the canned lights on a completely separate switch?
No, they can all be, we can use the existing existing switch, existing line.
Okay, so here's what you need to do. Obviously, you have to use power. You got to light things up, so you have to lay out those lights. And you want to be careful not to put one where there's going to be a ceiling joist above it, because that makes it really hard to install. So make sure you know where they are. Next, you're going to have to get power to that light. And those lights would all be connected together in a series. Then you have to get power into that line, and you also have to get a switch onto that. So it's not an easy project for somebody that doesn't do it all the time. Electricians know the tricks of the trade. They can assess it pretty quickly, and they know what to expect. So I wouldn't consider this a very basic electrical project. It's more of an advanced state. You do need some advanced tools like a fiberglass rod that you use to fish those wires through and get them to the right place. You've got to get power. You've got to get the switch. You've got to get a circuit that goes to all those lights. And because you're working in a finished room, all of this is much more challenging. For example, going from one fixture to the next when you're in the same bay, space between those ceiling joists, easy. But going perpendicular to that means you now have to drill through those joists to get the wires through. That's not so easy. There's a lot to be done, and you want to do this with a minimum amount of destruction to your home. So this really might be something that you want to hire a pro for, all right?
Yeah, let a pro come in and destroy your home. That's great.
Well, hopefully they don't. Hopefully they're coming in and doing the work in a way that you, as first timer for this electrical project, might totally destroy an area where the pro will be like, oh, no, zippity-doo-dah, do it like this.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour here on the Money Pit. Are you ready to get glowing this holiday season? But, you know, without leaving holes in your siding or starting a power outage. Coming up, we're going to share smart, damage-free ways to hang your holiday lights and all your decorations, from the safest ladder practices, like renting a cherry picker at Jim's house, to the best clips and cords. We're going to show you how to keep your home twinkling safely, stylishly, and stress-free. So stay with us. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluidmaster. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluidmaster has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Listen up. Deich Coatings is offering a Black Friday sale you don't want to miss. 25% off everything on their website. Yes, everything. countertop kits, sealers, primers, garage floor kits, and a wide variety of coatings for walkways, patios, pool decks, and more. It's the biggest sale Deich Coatings has ever had. No limits. Stock up now for all your planned indoor and outdoor DIY projects. The sale runs from Thanksgiving Day to the end of Cyber Monday. Remember, that's 25% off every item on their website. Visit Deich Coatings from November 27th till December 1st and save big. Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, coatings.com. Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, we know you're all busy getting ready for the Thanksgiving festivities, so here is a quick refresh that you can tackle right now. You know, the front door is the first impression that your guests will get, so make it shine. Sweep the porch, add a fall wreath, pop a planter filled with mums or some seasonal greenery next to the door, and voila, it's gorgeous. You can even swap in a fresh doormat with a fun or just an elegant fall message. Wipe down the front door and the surrounding trim with a damp cloth to remove the dust and the cobwebs, and suddenly your front entry has an instant refresh. You didn't break out the paint can. You didn't have to do any major work. It's just some elbow grease, and you're suddenly going to have a beautiful front entry that's perfect for the season. All right, so let's get to it. Well, whether you're going full-on Clark Griswold or just outlining the eaves with a gentle twist. You like that, Jim? Clark Griswold?
Nice visual. Nice callback. I like it.
I mean, this really is my favorite time of year. I love the decorating. I love the movies. I love the feeling. I love the energy. So, you know, you've got the best of Leslie for the next, what, 5 weeks? But truly, guys, whatever you are working on, it could be hanging lights, wreaths, garlands. If you do it the wrong way, you can damage your home's exterior and even pose safety hazards. So before you string a single bulb, let's go over a few smart and safe ways to make your home shine this season without putting yourself or your siding in danger. So let's start with the biggest mistake that people make, nails and staples. Sure, they're fast, and yes, they're going to hold everything in place, but they also leave behind holes, and that can lead to leaks and cracks or just start to let pests inside. Instead, look for those plastic light clips that are made especially for gutters, for shingles, for siding. They're easy to install. They're not going to damage the surfaces, and they're just as easy to remove once the season is over, except that one that's been on my roof since last year, and it's been driving me insane, but I quickly repurposed it when putting up the new lights. But I just, again, fear of heights, didn't want to get back up there to take it down.
I'm with you. I'm so with you.
But they're awesome. And if you use the ones for your roof, if you want to outline or just put something over the gutter, they really just slide under the roofing shingle, and it's a super easy install. Just, you know, take them all down. Now, next up, power does matter, so do not overload your outlets. If you're plugging in string lights, make sure that they're rated for outdoor use. You want to use weatherproof extension cords and ground fault circuit interrupters, those GFCI outlets, because they are designed to shut off automatically if there is a power surge or if they are exposed to water. And you can even upgrade to smart outdoor plugs that let you control those lights remotely, or better yet, set a timer so everything just comes on at dusk and turns off before bedtime. Or if you're crazy like me, turns off at dawn because you want to see the lights all night. But my wallet says turn off at bedtime. Mm-hmm. So all of that, you're going to save energy, and it will cut down on trips out into the cold. Now, for ladders, this is super important. You want to make sure you're working with a ladder that's the right height for the job. Do not overreach. Always place it on level ground and have somebody nearby to hold it steady. It's also a good idea to hang lights during the day. I know you want to see how they look at night, but you can adjust, folks. This way you can clearly see and avoid any icy spots. If you want to keep it extra easy, think about solar or stake lights. Solar-powered string lights are lawn stakes. They don't require plugs at all, just the sunshine. And they're especially great if you don't have a convenient outdoor outlet or you just want to light up your walkway without running all those cords everywhere. And finally, storage. It's your friend. Once the holidays are over, take the time to neatly coil up the lights, label the bins, store everything in a cool and dry place. That way, next year's decorating is going to be a whole lot more jolly and a lot less tangled. So whether you're lighting up the block or just adding a cozy glow to the porch, a little planning and the right gear can help you decorate safely and keep your home looking merry and damage-free. All right, before you get your sparkle on, give us a call with your home improvement question. Jim, who do we have standing by?
Out in Missouri, we've got Lori on the line, Leslie, and she needs help with spackling. What's going on there, Lori?
Well, I have, it's that popcorn ceiling. I'd like to know an easy way that's not so messy to remove it. I want to have a flat ceiling.
Yeah, unfortunately, you can't do that project without having a big mess, and it's going to get quite messy. But there are a couple of tricks of the trade that will help you get through this project. So let's walk you through it. The first thing you need to do is test for asbestos, because you want to make sure that there's no asbestos in that popcorn material. You can pick up a testing kit for the asbestos at any kind of home hardware store near you, or you can use an outside lab. I mean, it's not terribly expensive, but you do want to make sure that it's not asbestos in any way before you tackle this project. Now, once you know that, the best process here is really something called like a wet scrape, and you get a 1 gallon garden sprayer, any kind of garden sprayer, and you spray that popcorn material very lightly. You don't want to overspray it, but you want to kind of saturate it and then let it sit for about 10, 15 minutes, and then you should be able to take that wide spackle knife or putty knife and simply scrape that popcorn right off the ceiling. You want to go slow. You want to start in a small area, but you have to make sure that it's really absorbed that water well. And once you've scraped that entire ceiling, you can kind of take a survey of the job. Did you miss some spots? Do you have to go over an area again? But you want to make sure that you've got it all off. The other thing is you can try to do it dry, but it really isn't going to give you the same level of success as that wet scrape. If you do have asbestos, obviously it's not a project that you could do. If there's lead paint, it could be a problem. It's so much easier for the stuff to become airborne when it's dry, so the wet approach is definitely better for a do-it-yourself project. If you do choose to go with the dryer, which definitely have a vacuum handy, it's going to be super dusty. Same for, you know, a wet dry vac helps you out with the other approach as well. You just want to make sure as you're pulling off all the debris, it goes right into the vacuum or goes right into proper drop cloths. You just have to make sure that you're working with that wide scraper and just know that you're going to get super messy. And the other thing you should consider here is as you're scraping, try to be careful and not gouge that ceiling. It's not going to be a perfect project because you are working hard to get all of that popcorn off. But if you do end up with any gouges in the ceiling, you can kind of fill it. Primer is going to be your best friend here to make sure that you're getting good adhesion. Don't go with any sort of sheen in that ceiling paint because if there are any areas of unevenness, you're going to notice it a lot more. But you know, and your neck is going to hurt. This is a project that's definitely, like, not a fun one. I hate doing anything on the ceiling, but you're going to be so pleased with the difference you see once that popcorn ceiling is down and real proud of yourself for a do-it-yourself well done.
All right. I appreciate it. My husband's laughing at me.
Yeah, I don't think your husband's laughing at you. He's laughing because he's happy because he doesn't have to do it. Are you heading out of town for the holiday season? Well, whether you're gone a few days or a few weeks, making your home look lived in and protected is key to peace of mind. Coming up, we've got simple ways to keep your home safe from break-ins so that you can enjoy the season worry-free. We've got that and more after this.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 800-709-4393. 800-709-4393. That's 800-709-4393.
It's the season of savings at Grange Co-op. Now through November 30th, score unbeatable deals on your favorite brands. Get select Giorgio Romeo boots at just $55.99. Take 25% off Carhartt sweatshirts, 30% off all men's and women's jackets and vests, and 30% off Bogs boots. Plus, grab Yeti gear at the lowest prices of the season. Whether it's your farm, ranch, pets, garden, or gear, you'll find it all on sale now at Grange Co-op. 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading. Don't miss out. Shop in-store or online at grangecoop.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
60 Seconds of Service.
Army veteran Mike Bowerman turned his post-war struggles into action by creating VetFest, a Michigan event connecting veterans to mental health support, housing, and jobs. Now attracting 3,000 attendees annually, VetFest restores purpose and community for veterans who feel alone. Bowerman says, there's a community waiting for every veteran. The festival blends celebration with life-saving resources, transforming personal loss into hope and nationwide impact.
You're standing inside a secret prison. It houses the Nazi high command.
I'm going to put Hermann Göring on trial.
Sony Pictures Classics presents Nuremberg, starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, Academy Award winner Rami Malek, and Academy Award nominee Michael Shannon.
Do you plead guilty or not guilty?
Yes, shooting.
Order! Order!
Nuremberg, now playing only in theaters.
New York's new mayor, Zoran Mamdani, claims taxation isn't theft, but capitalism is.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Does Mamdani think every business owner is stealing from their workers? And he's supposed to lead the business capital of the world?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti,
Hey guys, do you have lots of guests coming over and you need to be ready, right? Well, lots of stuff going on. You've got holiday cooking, extra guests. All of that leads to more strain on your plumbing. And I'm not just talking about the bathroom, although that is one of the things. So let's get to the other stuff. You want to check your garbage disposal. Is it running smoothly? You can grind some ice and citrus peels to clean the blades, and that's going to freshen things up and remind the whole family and the guests to avoid pouring grease down the drain. It hardens, it gets gelatinous and gross, and that causes major clogs just in time for dinner. So lots of things that you can be doing, lots of things that you should be taking the steps to avoid doing so that those systems that work in the kitchen will continue to function. All right, guys, because everybody's got to eat a turkey, and sadly, all of those dishes do have to get washed. You're going to need to think for that. Well, the holidays are a time to relax, recharge, and reconnect, but nothing ruins that faster than getting a call that something's gone wrong at home and you're away. Now, whether you're gone for a weekend or a week, a few smart steps now can help keep your home safe from break-ins, burst pipes, and other unwelcome surprises. So first up, make your home look lived in. This is where Kevin McAllister really shined in Home Alone. He knew how to make that place look hoppin' and not just occupied by what? I think he was like supposed to be 7.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? I don't think I could pull any of that together when I was 7. And certainly a boy child having, you know, being in the process of raising boys, I don't think they could have pulled that stuff together at 7. But who knows? So the point is here, guys, you have to make the house look like somebody is in there and that it's busy. And I think the biggest mistake travelers make is letting their home look vacant. So do the basics. Put lights on timers in a few key rooms and vary them. Don't have them all turn on at 5. I mean, you saw the bad guys being like, haha, number 5, look, boop, boop, all on. You want the bedroom to come on and go off. And you can, thanks to all of these smart plugs, set the timers for a variety of times. They can go on, they can go off, and it can look like somebody is actually using the house. And motion-activated exterior lights, those are going to be great too, especially near doors and driveways. Now, if you're expecting packages, either pause those deliveries or ask a neighbor to collect them, because truly nothing screams, we're not home, like a pile of Amazon boxes right on the front porch. And speaking of neighbors, let them know you're going to be away. A trusted neighbor is one of your best defenses. And ask them to keep an eye on your house, grab the mail, maybe even just park their car in your driveway occasionally, just to make things look active. Next, lock it down. I mean, all of it. It sounds obvious, but double check that every door and every window is locked. That includes the basement, the second floor windows, and the door from the garage into the house. Consider adding a smart lock or a doorbell camera. They're affordable, and they let you monitor things right from your phone. Now, don't forget the thermostat, and don't forget the plumbing. You want to set your thermostat to around 55 degrees. That will keep the pipes from freezing. I always do like 60. I don't know why, but 55 seems to be the recommended number, but I bump it up 5 to 60. That just seems better. So that gives an extra layer of protection to make sure that the heat is on, things aren't freezing. If you have a kitchen cabinet on an exterior wall, open up those cabinet doors. That's going to let the warm air circulate around the plumbing. If you're going to be gone for an extended amount of time, it's really not a bad idea to shut off the water supply to the washing machine or the dishwasher. That's going to prevent major leaks. And also protect against fire. Unplug those non-essential electronics like a coffee maker, a toaster, holiday lights. Do all of that before you go. Even if it's not in use or not on, just unplug all of those things. Not only does this reduce the risk of electrical fire, but it's going to save energy. Now, a security system, if you've got one, use it. You want to make sure it's armed, and you want to make sure that all of your contact info with that security system is up to date. If you don't, now's a great time to just explore basic DIY systems that will monitor the doors, the windows, and motion and alert sensors there that will notify you via smartphone that something is off at the house. Because you're not there. You want to know what's going on. And finally, don't advertise your trip. I know we all love posting travel pictures, but save the vacation bragging for when you get home. Posting real-time updates on your social media just tips off the wrong people that your house is sitting there empty. With just a little planning and a few smart precautions, you can head into your holiday travel knowing that your home is safe, secure and ready to welcome you back. That's all to make for a very happy holiday season. We don't want to ruin anybody's good time, all right? Jim, let's not ruin anybody's good time. Who can we help out? Who's next?
We have a flooring question coming out of Wisconsin. Leslie, we've got Robin. Robin, how can we help you out?
Hi. We're refinishing our finished basement, and the former owners glued down the carpet on the concrete, and we're scraping off what we can. Do we need to, I'm going to put in vinyl plank flooring. Do we need to sand that down, or should we put a leveler, or is there an underlayment that we can put under? Or is it going to matter if there's some glue on there?
I mean, you're making it sound, Robin, like there's a tremendous amount of glue on this floor. Is it just in little areas? Is there like inches of it all over? What's going on?
Just little areas of unevenness. And we've been sanding it, but that's quite a procedure.
Yeah, and you're going to find that sanding it is just going to kind of gunk up the glue and get everything all stuck. And it kind of, it's always so funny. I feel like when you try to sand an adhesive, it just kind of warms up and reactivates it back into an adhesive. So that's kind of not the best. So generally with the vinyl plank flooring, certain manufacturers might have an underlayment on the backside and some might recommend something as the underlayment. But most of the times I would just say follow that manufacturer's recommendations because they know what's best for the product. But for the most part with vinyl planking, you're really not going to need any kind of underlayment. They're either going to overlap and adhere to one another with double-sided tape, or they're going to click and lock together. It depends on what type of flooring product you're working with. But if it is a thinner vinyl plank and you are going to get a lot of flex to it, you might see those areas of unevenness from the adhesive below. If you go with a more rigid plank that has an underlayment that's going to kind of even out the spaces, I mean, especially if it's truly just little areas, that should do the trick of covering over it and creating a smooth and level surface. And then it's going to really look great.
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck with that flooring project. Thank you so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. This is the Money Pit. Hey, guys, it's going to be winter before you know it. Are you ready for it? We're going to run through the must-have items to stock up on now before the salt sells out, the flashlights disappear, and the first snow turns your front steps into an ice rink. From filters to firewood to those forgotten things in your pantry, we've got your winter checklist coming right up. So stick around. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com.
Listen up. Deich Coatings is offering a Black Friday sale you don't want to miss. 25% off everything on their website. Yes, everything. Countertop kits, sealers, primers, garage floor kits, and a wide variety of coatings for walkways, patios, pool decks, and more. It's the biggest sale Deich Coatings has ever had. No limits. Stock up now for all your planned indoor and outdoor DIY projects. The sale runs from Thanksgiving Day to the end of Cyber Monday. Remember, that's 25% off every item on their website. Visit Deich Coatings from November 27th till December 1st and save big. Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, coatings.com.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is Leslie Segretti. Welcome back to The Money Pit. You know, you don't need a floral designer or a huge budget to create a wow-worthy holiday table. You can fill a few mason jars or vases with grocery store flowers, scatter mini pumpkins or pine cones down the center, and add a few tea lights or pillar candles. Make sure you use cloth napkins, and you can even print name cards if you're feeling fancy. Even those small touches can make your meal feel special, and that's what the holidays are all about. Now you guys are party ready, so let's get back to the callers. Jim, who's up next?
Let's head out to Illinois. Leslie, we've got Rich. Rich, what's going on with the siding at your money pit?
I've got a house that we had built in 2012 with cedar siding. It's looking a bit weathered now. We've not done anything, and I'm wondering what the right treatment would be if I just wash it and leave it, if I should wash it and stain it. What's the appropriate process for securing this? Also, whether or not I should seal each board or not.
All right, Rich, you know, that's a great question. And the good news about cedar siding is that it's naturally insect resistant. Unfortunately, the sun still can get to it and cause it to crack. But here's what you would do. First of all, you've got to use an anti-tannin primer, and that's usually an oil-based primer. And you're going to put that on the siding first. And then that kind of seals everything and stops any of the tannins, which is the oil in that cedar, from leaking out. On top of that, you're going to use an exterior stain. Now, what you'll end up with is a house that's siding that looks a lot like the original cedar, yet it's got a colorant added to it, so it's not going to get that kind of faded look that you might not be fond of. And if you go this process with the oil-based primer and the latex-based stain on top, you could probably get about 15 years on this process, especially the first time if you prep it right, and it will look terrific for years to come. All right, Rich, siding project is always a larger project to tackle, but it's definitely a great one, so hope it helps you out. Well, as the temperatures start to dip and the days get shorter, now is the time to shift into winter prep mode before you find yourself scrambling mid-snowstorm for batteries or trying to chip your way down an icy walkway without salt. So whether you're expecting snow, ice, wind, or just cozy evenings indoors, having a few key items on hand now will save you a lot of stress and even money later. So let's start outside. You want to stock up on ice melt now, especially pet safe or concrete safe versions if you need them. The stuff always flies off the shelves with the first cold snap, and you'll want it ready before your steps turn super slippery. And don't forget snow tools. Check your snow shovels. Check the snow blower now. If anything's broken or rusted out, it's better to replace or repair it early. And if you do have a snow blower, make sure it starts and service it before you really need it. Now on to the indoors. You want to check your furnace filters and pick up a few extras. Clogged filters do make that system work harder. That'll drive up your bills and cut down the comfort. Stocking up now means that you will be covered for the whole season. Batteries, flashlights, lanterns, extra phone chargers, power banks. Those should all be in one easy-to-find place. A winter storm could knock the power out fast, so you're going to thank yourself later for being ready. I actually just restocked all of that. I was like, I have no batteries. Why are all these chargers in a big pile in one drawer? I can't tell you it's going to last a very long time, Jim. But I did it.
Atta girl.
You know, a few days later, it still looks great, and the right chargers are in the right Ziploc, all of that. But so far, I think I'm the only person who's been in that drawer. Just give it a few days. When the boyfriend, the stepson, all the kids are around, I give it 5 minutes.
That's called living.
Yeah. I wish other people living would take care of the organizing. You know what I'm saying?
Touché.
So anyway, do that step now, and then we'll talk in 2 weeks when you need to do it again. Now, if you have a fireplace or a wood stove, get that firewood stacked and cover it and make sure it's in a dry spot. And make sure you've got kindling and matches or fire starter all in a kit. Wet wood is no fun when you're cold. And finally, the pantry. Keep a few shelf-stable meals, extra water, and comfort items like tea, cocoa, or even soup on hand. It doesn't have to be fancy, just the stuff that you're going to want if you're stuck inside or if guests show up unexpectedly. For me, that's always brownie mix and Bloody Mary mix. Nothing says a snowstorm like a Bloody Mary, a puzzle, and brownies baking in the oven.
A little cinnamon in the air, maybe.
Well, the goal here, guys, is not like doomsday prep. It's just smart, simple comfort planning so that you can relax and enjoy the season no matter what the weather throws your way. Better safe than sorry.
Nothing ruins the look of your sleek, flat-screen TV faster than a tangle of messy cords trailing down the wall. Coming up, Leslie shares smart, simple ways to hide those wires for good. From easy stick options to built-in upgrades that keep your space safe and stylish. So stick with us on the Money Pit.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
.org/America.
Tis the season of giving thanks and gathering together, no matter how far the drive. And with Verizon Family Plus, you can monitor each family member's locations, their driving habits, and send them roadside assistance if they get a flat tire or need a tow. All from one app, giving you and your family peace of mind all the way to the dinner table. Now that's something to be thankful for. Get Verizon Family Plus at Verizon.com/family today.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Looking to build and host a website? Does your small business need a presence online? Want to engage in online commerce, but just don't know where or how to start? Well, I'd like to introduce you to the experts at GoDaddy. Young Lee from GoDaddy has more.
We do have an end-to-end solution to grow anyone's online presence, whether you're an individual or a small business.
And so when it's about registering that initial business name or that idea you have for your brand, that would be like a domain all the way to building and hosting a website, as well as offering a suite of marketing tools to help you grow online. And on top of that, we're known for our user-friendly tools that are great for individuals and businesses that don't have the technical expertise or may not feel the confident in that area. And so we're known for our exceptional customer service too that we're really proud of.
Get your website up and running at GoDaddy.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit. Welcome back, you guys. Time now for Jim's favorite part, the emails. Who do we have?
Well, we've got Ronnie in New York City. He reached out saying his home is 50 years old. His central air and heating were installed 15 years ago, which included 5 vents in the basement. An energy auditor suggested sealing off the basement vents since they're not being used as a living space. But an HVAC expert says that closing the vents is going to build up some pressure and then strain the HVAC system. I want to save money every month, but not if it's going to cost me in the long run. So what's the right move?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. And I suppose since the heating system is 15 years old, it was designed to provide heat to the basement and air conditioning as well. Is it going to strain the system? Well, it might, because if it's not heating or cooling the same volume of air that it was designed to, you may find that that system is kind of working harder than it needs to deliver the same amount of heat or air conditioning. I don't think you're going to have a lot of savings by closing off those basement vents. If anything, you might want to consider insulating your basement walls or certainly the floor between the basement and the rest of the house. But I don't like the idea of shutting such a huge part of the system off. 1 or 2 rooms, okay. But I mean, you're maybe talking about 25% or more of what the system is designed to do. So in my view, I think you leave it as is, or I don't think you're really going to have a lot of expense or issues with that HVAC system. Plus 15 years might be time to update.
If you're tired of staring at a jungle of TV wires, we're going to clean up that clutter and give your wall-mounted setup the polished look it deserves. Right now with Leslie's Last Word. Miss Segretti?
Oh, why, yes, Mr. Kenzie. Here we go. All right, let's be honest. Nothing ruins that sleek, modern look of that flat-screen TV like a tangle of dangling cords. But the good news, hiding them is easier than ever. And one of my favorite fixes is using a cord management system. I mean, these are super easy to install. You paint them to match your walls or cover them with wall covering. You know, I love wall covering. If you've got wallpaper.
No way. You?
You can match it that way, too, you guys. You want it to blend right in, and it's a small upgrade that has a big visual payoff. So if you've got all those wires running across the room or maybe across a doorway, why not use a cord cover or a low-profile threshold? This is going to clean up all of those floor-based cords really easily. Great for high-traffic areas because they protect the cables, but also keep them out of sight. However, if you want a more permanent fix and you're comfortable with a little DIY, you can go for an in-wall cable kit. Now, these kits let you run wires behind the wall for a completely clean look, just like the pros do. Just want to make sure that you're using components that are rated for in-wall use so that you're staying safe and code compliant. And it's really easy. I mean, you definitely are just opening a hole sort of behind the TV where the cables will go into and then opening a hole close to the power source or close to all of those components and fishing everything through the back wall. But it does require some planning and the proper equipment. And that's really all you need to say goodbye to the cord chaos and hello to a clean, modern media setup that you're gonna love showing off, because nothing irritates a crazy guest like Leslie Segretti when I'm looking at a pile of cords. I have organized my neighbor desk at work. I'm just saying. It happens.
And even worse, an insurance claim when somebody trips over your stuff.
Yeah, true. Thanks, Jim. Always with the smart tips.
Jim Buzzkill Kenzie.
All right, guys. Well, we have had a great seasonal show for you this hour. We covered a lot to get you ready for the holidays and the winter season, from putting up the holiday decor with the least amount of impact to your home, having peace of mind while you're traveling over the holidays so you don't get home alone, and what you should be stocking up on to be prepared for all the winter warlock has to dish out. Next week is the big to do before Thanksgiving, so we're going to share with you 5 fast and stress-free ways to get your home in tip-top shape before the holiday hits. That's all for this hour. Remember, you guys, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. See you next week.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone. Fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
As veterans, life can often feel like it gives us little control, spinning us through moments of turmoil and peace, companionship and loneliness. But with each challenge, we come closer to finding our place, out of darkness and into light. When it feels like your world is moving too quickly, you're not alone. VA is standing by. Explore mental health resources and treatments for veterans at mentalhealth.va.gov.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What do Zoran Mamdani, Joe Rogan, 10-year yields, and the K-shaped economy have in common? Find out on this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump is reacting to Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene's resignation announcement. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
The president said after Green went bad, going from a MAGA ally to a critic, it was only a matter of time for her to leave Congress.
Once I left her, she resigned because she would never have survived the primary. But I think she's a nice person.
Despite that compliment, Donald Trump has called the GOP congresswoman a traitor for being critical of party leadership's handling of health care and the government shutdown. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also tonight, we've learned more about the abduction of hundreds of children in Nigeria.
More than 300 children, boys and girls, ages 10 to 18, have been abducted by gunmen in Nigeria. The Christian Association of Nigeria says the kidnapping happened during an attack on a Catholic school in the north central part of the country. Earlier, it was thought that a little more than 200 school children were taken. The kidnapping in Niger State happened 4 days after 25 school children were seized in neighboring Kebbi State. No group has claimed responsibility for the abductions, and authorities say tactical squads have been deployed alongside local hunters to rescue the children. I'm Donna Water.
U.S. senators critical of President Trump's approach to ending the Russia-Ukraine war says they spoke with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who told them that the peace plan the president's pushing Kyiv to accept is a wish list of the Russians and not the actual plan. The 28-point peace plan was crafted by the Trump administration and the Kremlin without Ukraine's involvement. It acquiesces to many Russian demands that Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky has categorically rejected on dozens of occasions, including giving up large pieces of territory. President Trump says he wants Ukraine to accept the plan by late next week. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created ThinkFactor. ThinkFactor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know what? The longer you take ThinkFactor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, ThinkFactor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order ThinkFactor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. ThinkFactor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
A fire on a Los Angeles container ship yesterday prompted a shelter-in-place order for many nearby communities.
In Los Angeles, a fire aboard a container ship continues burning, prompting a shelter-in-place order for nearby communities. The blaze broke out Friday. The L.A. Fire Department says all 23 crew members are safe. However, officials say hazardous materials are on the vessel, the One Henry Hudson. And Mayor Karen Bass is ordering the areas around the port, including San Pedro and Wilmington, to shelter in place, remain at home, keep windows closed, and turn off HVAC systems. The fire started below deck and spread, causing an explosion mid-deck. More than 100 firefighters are battling the blaze at the Port of Los Angeles, which is the busiest seaport in North America. I'm Julie Walker.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Intuit Dome will be allowed to keep its name during the Los Angeles Olympics in 2028. Bob Agnew has more.
Olympic organizers struck a deal with the makers of tanks and business software as part of a groundbreaking arrangement to sell naming rights for venues at the upcoming Summer Games. In the past, the International Olympic Committee had required that all venues be scrubbed of corporate branding when used as an Olympic venue. The new arrangement is expected to raise hundreds of millions of dollars from founding partners like Intuit, Honda, and Starbucks, and to help the LA 28 Organizing Committee cover its estimated cost of $7.1 billion. Bob Agnew reporting.
The University of Alabama at Birmingham says a football player stabbed two teammates early this morning, 4 hours before the game at the University of South Florida. UAB says both wounded players are in stable condition. The university has not released the names of those involved, but county jail records showed offensive lineman Daniel Mincy was arrested and charged. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Eden Theater Company presents Once Upon a Christmas Night, an exciting, original, family-friendly production at the David Marr Theater at 2200 Eureka Way on December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m.
Tickets are $20, and you can purchase them online at eventbrite.com. Simply search Eden Theater Company and look for Once Upon a Christmas Night. Get your tickets now before the show sells out.
Join us as we explore the joy of Christmas through storytelling, music, and dance. Enjoy beloved holiday classics such as...
Christmas. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It is cold outside.
Don't miss Eden Theater Company's Once Upon a Christmas Night, December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m. at the David Marr Theater at 2200 Eureka Way. Tickets are only $20 at eventbrite.com. Search Eden Theater Company Once Upon a Christmas Night or purchase your tickets at the door. It's an evening you won't forget.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Ashton Aged Maduro. Blended by world-renowned cigar maker Carlito Fuente, a masterpiece is born. Vibrant filler and binder from the DR are artfully crafted with a luxurious Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, gifting us with subtle notes of cocoa, almond, molasses, and black pepper. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services at the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rob a Bus Drive, Friday the 14th, at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Reading, in Anderson, the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard, and the Burney Library, between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
Redding Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
Back to school specials are here at Charlu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Fix up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Now here's Leslie Segretti.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti, and joining me is Jim Kenzie. How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing tremendous, Leslie. Have a good week, did you?
Yeah, you know, weeks are good. Show is busy. Work here at the Money Pit is busy. And work at the actual Money Pit, you know, my home is always busy. Why does everything seem to always be falling apart?
Yeah, Leslie, I guess I'm a firm believer in that we're only handed what we can handle. And when it comes to home improvement, people can turn to us and we can help them handle at least that portion of their lives.
Yeah, and we can handle it. I just wish that the paint I put on my kitchen cabinets, what, like 5 years ago, would last more than 5 years. And also, perhaps that I wasn't so fearful of a tall ladder, because I would love to redo the wallpaper in my stairwell.
Ah, I've got some cathedral ceilings you can help me out with, Leslie.
No.
Come on, just some, you know, respackling and, you know, painting and priming. That's all.
No, no. If you want to see a person shaking for their life while holding on to the ladder and paintbrush in one hand while still kind of leaning out because they're crazy, that would be me.
Yeah, yeah, 21 feet here, Les. Come on. Come visit.
No.
Oh, come on, Leslie. I'll cover pizza.
You know what? Maybe we rent a cherry picker, and then I will zip around your whole house and paint the ceiling, because that could be fun.
I wonder what a monthly rental would be. I'd only need it for a day or two, but it'd be fun just to get around.
This is me looking up monthly rental for a cherry picker at Jim's residence. Because I'll happily paint. Well, whatever's going on at your Money Pit, guys, we know there are lots of projects, and we know that this is a super busy time of year. And believe me, I feel it. You're busy at home, you're busy with the holidays, you're busy with the kids, you're busy with family, and then all of a sudden, something breaks, or something needs fixing, or something happens, because it always does. We are here to lend a hand, and trust me, we've been through it. So let's get to the show this hour. Coming up, are you getting ready to get glowing this holiday season? You know, without leaving the holes in your siding or starting a power outage. We are going to share some smart, damage-free ways to decorate for the holidays. We're going to show you how to keep your home twinkling safely, stylishly, and stress-free. And this is the time of year where people kind of head out of town for the holidays. So whether you're going away for a few days, or maybe even a few weeks, making your home look lived in and protected is definitely key to peace of mind. And trust me, I watched Home Alone a few times, so I'm really ready to talk about this segment. It definitely involves cutout characters of Michael Jordan on record players. That's your first note. Okay. Coming up, we're going to share smart, simple ways that you can keep your home safe from break-ins, from leaks, and other holiday disasters so that you can enjoy the season worry-free. And are you ready for that first real blast of winter? We're going to run through the must-have items that you should be stocking up on now before the salt sells out, before that flashlight disappears, and that first snow comes and turns your front step into an ice rink. From filters to firewood to all of the forgotten things in your pantry, we have got your winter checklist coming right up. I know, lots of stuff on your plate this hour besides the turkey, so let's get to it. Give us a call right now at 888-MONEY-PIT. Jim, who's first?
Leslie, kind of out your way in Pennsylvania, we've got Karen on the line, and she wants to talk about adding a railing to her porch. Why don't you fill us in, Karen?
Okay, when we built this home, they put in a prefab hollow porch step. Okay, wider porch and then two steps that go down. And my husband wants to put a railing on it, sturdy enough to put a screw in a post to put the railing in, to screw it. The one will be attached onto the house. The other one would be going into that hollow porch. Would that be sturdy enough to do that?
Well, I think it can be sturdy enough if you're using the right attachment points and the right type of screws. Now, when you're going into any kind of masonry, so for your house, you know, with brick or even the hollow concrete steps, you're going to use something called a tapcon, which is just a super specialized type of screw that's meant to go into a masonry surface. And the way it's got these grooves on the stem of the screw itself is that it just kind of has them tighter together, it's a little thicker, so it really just bites into that masonry surface and gives it a really strong hold. And if you use something like that, which is really going to be the appropriate choice for those locations, you should have no problem as long as you're getting the right weight, the right length, you know, really on a situation. And you'll have to look at the box because it'll say, you know, oh, for use for this, for use for this much weight on it. So you know you're getting something that's sturdy and will meet the demands of a railing. And you can find it at any home center. You just have to think, some of them come with a very specialized bit, and you do need a special bit to go use for the drill, for the to put the screw in. If it doesn't come with it, just take a look. You can buy it as an attachment. But generally, if you buy the box, it does come with the bit. It does require a little bit more effort to drive them in, but you can't miss them. They're very distinctive. They're usually blue in color. And if it turns out that that hollow step just doesn't have enough concrete behind it to really grab, you can drop the post in front of the step or to the side of the step. Really, it's going to depend on how it lines up with the rest of the house. And then you can set that post in soil. And to do that, you would simply dig a post hole. You know, you can use a post hole digger to do that. You dig down about 3 feet, and then you stick a wood post in there, and then you pour concrete. And you can get the red bag by Quikrete. It's a fast-setting concrete. Pour it in the hole dry and make sure that that post is level. And then you add water to that hole itself and kind of, it mixes in place. It doesn't really need a lot of prep, but it definitely dries or cures, I should say, super strong to support that post. So if it turns out that going into the step is impossible, this is a great way to get the support you need for the post. And it is a super easy DIY project.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your answer. Appreciate it.
All right, you are welcome.
All right, heading out my way in Ohio is Pete, and he wants to talk about some lighting. What's going on there?
My wife and I would like to install canned lights on the first floor of our two-story home. Kind of a project would I be getting myself into?
All right, well, let me ask you this, Pete. Do you like to fish?
you
know, do you enjoy casting a rod, hooking a fish? I'm only asking you this because when you install those canned lights in a finished ceiling, I mean, it's not like something that's open and you can put the wires all where they need to go and it's very easy. When you are going into something that is already finished, you quite literally have to fish that wire through everything to get it from wherever you're pulling that power from to the point where you want those fixtures. And it can be a challenge, but it also could be fun.
I see what you did there.
All right, so fixtures are there already, but you would want the canned lights on a completely separate switch?
No, we can use the existing switch, existing line.
Okay, so here's what you need to do. Obviously, you have to use power. You got to light things up, so you have to lay out those lights. And you want to be careful not to put one where there's going to be a ceiling joist above it because that makes it really hard to install. So make sure you know where they are. Next, you're going to have to get power to that light. And those lights would all be connected together in a series. Then you have to get power into that line, and you also have to get a switch onto that. So it's not an easy project for somebody that doesn't do it all the time. Electricians know the tricks of the trade. They can assess it pretty quickly, and they know what to expect. So I wouldn't consider this a very basic electrical project. It's more of an advanced state. You do need some advanced tools like a fiberglass rod that you use to fish those wires through and get them to the right place. You've got to get power. You've got to get the switch. You've got to get a circuit that goes to all those lights. And because you're working in a finished room, all of this is much more challenging. For example, going from one fixture to the next when you're in the same bay, space between those ceiling joists, easy. But going perpendicular to that means you now have to drill through those joists to get the wires through. That's not so easy. There's a lot to be done, and you want to do this with a minimum amount of destruction to your home. So this really might be something that you want to hire a pro for, all right?
Yeah, let a pro come in and destroy your home. That's great.
Well, hopefully they don't. Hopefully they're coming in and doing the work in a way that you, as first timer for this electrical project, might totally destroy an area where the pro will be like, oh, no, zippity-doo-dah, do it like this.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour here on the Money Pit. Are you ready to get glowing this holiday season? but, you know, without leaving holes in your siding or starting a power outage. Coming up, we're going to share smart, damage-free ways to hang your holiday lights and all your decorations, from the safest ladder practices, like renting a cherry picker at Jim's house, to the best clips and cords. We're going to show you how to keep your home twinkling safely, stylishly, and stress-free. So stay with us. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I've found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluidmaster. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluidmaster has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With Quikrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quikrete.com, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com.
Listen up. Deich Coatings is offering a Black Friday sale you don't want to miss. 25% off everything on their website. Yes, everything. Countertop kits, sealers, primers, garage floor kits, and a wide variety of coatings for walkways, patios, pool decks, and more. It's the biggest sale Deich Coatings has ever had. No limits. Stock up now for all your planned indoor and outdoor DIY projects. The sale runs from Thanksgiving Day to the end of Cyber Monday. Remember, that's 25% off every item on their website. Visit Deich Coatings from November 27th till December 1st and save big. Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, coatings.com. Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, we know you're all busy getting ready for the Thanksgiving festivities, so here is a quick refresh that you can tackle right now. You know, the front door is the first impression that your guests will get, so make it shine. Sweep the porch, add a fall wreath, pop a planter filled with mums or some seasonal greenery next to the door, and voila, it's gorgeous. You can even swap in a fresh doormat with a fun or just an elegant fall message. Wipe down the front door and the surrounding trim with a damp cloth to remove the dust and the cobwebs, and suddenly your front entry has an instant refresh. You didn't break out the paint can. You didn't have to do any major work. It's just some elbow grease, and you're suddenly going to have a beautiful front entry that's perfect for the season. All right, so let's get to it.
Well, whether you're going full-on Clark Griswold or just outlining the eaves with a gentle twist. You like that, Jim? Clark Griswold?
Nice visual. Nice callback. I like it.
I mean, this really is my favorite time of year. I love the decorating. I love the movies. I love the feeling. I love the energy. So, you know, you've got the best of Leslie for the next, what, 5 weeks? But truly, guys, whatever you are working on, it could be hanging lights, wreaths, garlands. If you do it the wrong way, you can damage your home's exterior and even pose safety hazards. So before you string a single bulb, let's go over a few smart and safe ways to make your home shine this season without putting yourself or your siding in danger. So let's start with the biggest mistake that people make, nails and staples. Sure, they're fast, and yes, they're going to hold everything in place, but they also leave behind holes, and that can lead to leaks and cracks or just start to let pests inside. Instead, look for those plastic light clips that are made especially for gutters, for shingles, for siding. They're easy to install. They're not going to damage the surfaces, and they're just as easy to remove once the season is over, except that one that's been on my roof since last year, and it's been driving me insane, but I quickly repurposed it when putting up the new lights. But I just, again, fear of heights, didn't want to get back up there to take it down.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm so with you.
But they're awesome. And if you use the ones for your roof, if you want to outline or just put something over the gutter, they really just slide under the roofing shingle, and it's a super easy install. Just, you know, take them all down. Now, next up, power does matter, so do not overload your outlets. If you're plugging in string lights, make sure that they're rated for outdoor use. You want to use weatherproof extension cords and ground fault circuit interrupters, those GFCI outlets, because they are designed to shut off automatically if there is a power surge or if they are exposed to water. And you can even upgrade to smart outdoor plugs that let you control those lights remotely, or better yet, set a timer so everything just comes on at dusk and turns off before bedtime. Or if you're crazy like me, turns off at dawn because you want to see the lights all night. But my wallet says turn off at bedtime. Mm-hmm. So all of that, you're going to save energy, and it will cut down on trips out into the cold. Now, for ladders, this is super important.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Just adding a cozy glow to the porch, a little planning, and the right gear can help you decorate safely and keep your home looking merry and damage-free. All right, before you get your sparkle on, give us a call with your home improvement question. Jim, who do we have standing by?
Out in Missouri, we've got Lori on the line, Leslie, and she needs help with spackling. What's going on there, Lori?
Well, I have, it's that popcorn ceiling. I'd like to know an easy way that's not so messy to remove it. I want to have a flat ceiling.
Yeah, unfortunately, you can't do that project without having a big mess, and it's going to get quite messy, but there are a couple of tricks of the trade that will help you get through this project. So let's walk you through it. The first thing you need to do is test for asbestos, because you want to make sure that there's no asbestos in that popcorn material. You can pick up a testing kit for the asbestos at any kind of home hardware store near you, or you can use an outside lab. I mean, it's not terribly expensive, but you do want to make sure that it's not asbestos in any way before you tackle this project. Now, once you know that, the best process here is really something called like a wet scrape, and you get a 1 gallon garden sprayer, any kind of garden sprayer, and you spray that popcorn material very lightly. You don't want to overspray it, but you want to kind of saturate it, and then let it sit for about 10, 15 minutes, and then you should be able to take that wide spackle knife or putty knife and simply scrape that popcorn right off the ceiling. You want to go slow. You want to start in a small area, but you have to make sure that it's really absorbed that water well. And once you've scraped that entire ceiling, you can kind of take a survey of the job. Did you miss some spots? Do you have to go over an area again? But you want to make sure that you've got it all off. The other thing is you can try to do it dry, but it really isn't going to give you the same level of success as that wet scrape. If you do have asbestos, obviously it's not a project that you could do. If there's lead paint, it could be a problem. It's so much easier for the stuff to become airborne when it's dry, so the wet approach is definitely better for a do-it-yourself project. If you do choose to go with the dryer, which definitely have a vacuum handy, it's going to be super dusty. Same for, you know, a wet dry vac helps you out with the other approach as well. You just want to make sure as you're pulling off all the debris, it goes right into the vacuum or goes right into proper drop cloths. You just have to make sure that you're working with that wide scraper and just know that you're going to get super messy. And the other thing you should consider here is as you're scraping, try to be careful and not gouge that ceiling. It's not going to be a perfect project because you are working hard to get all of that popcorn off. But if you do end up with any gouges in the ceiling, you can kind of fill it. Primer is going to be your best friend here to make sure that you're getting good adhesion. Don't go with any sort of sheen in that ceiling paint because if there are any areas of unevenness, you're going to notice it a lot more. But, you know, and your neck is going to hurt. This is a project that's definitely, like, not a fun one. I hate doing anything on the ceiling, but you're going to be so pleased with the difference you see once that popcorn ceiling is down and real proud of yourself for a do-it-yourself well done.
Well, I appreciate it. My husband's laughing at me.
Yeah, I don't think your husband's laughing at you. He's laughing because he's happy because he doesn't have to do it. Are you heading out of town for the holiday season? Well, whether you're gone a few days or a few weeks, making your home look lived in and protected is key to peace of mind. Coming up, we've got simple ways to keep your home safe from break-ins so that you can enjoy the season worry-free. We've got that and more after this.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 800-709-4393. 800-709-4393. That's 800-709-4393.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action. Divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging. An unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together, in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
60 seconds of service.
Army veteran Mike Bowerman turned his post-war struggles into action by creating VetFest, a Michigan event connecting veterans to mental health support, housing, and jobs. Now attracting 3,000 attendees annually, VetFest restores purpose and community for veterans who feel alone. Bowerman says, there's a community waiting for every veteran. The festival blends celebration with life-saving resources, transforming personal loss into hope and nationwide impact.
You're standing inside a secret prison. It houses the Nazi high command.
I'm going to put Hermann Göring on trial.
Sony Pictures Classics presents Nuremberg, starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, Academy Award winner Rami Malek, and Academy Award nominee Michael Shannon.
Do you plead guilty or not guilty?
Yes, shooting.
Order! Order!
Nuremberg, now playing only in theaters.
New York's new mayor, Zoran Mamdani, claims taxation isn't theft, but capitalism is.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Does Mamdani think every business owner is stealing from their workers? And he's supposed to lead the business capital of the world?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, do you have lots of guests coming over and you need to be ready, right? Well, lots of stuff going on. You've got holiday cooking, extra guests. All of that leads to more strain on your plumbing. And I'm not just talking about the bathroom, although that is one of the things. So let's get to the other stuff. You want to check your garbage disposal. Is it running smoothly? You can grind some ice and citrus peels to clean the blades, and that's going to freshen things up and remind the whole family and the guests to avoid pouring grease down the drain. It hardens, it gets gelatinous and gross, and that causes major clogs just in time for dinner. So lots of things that you can be doing, lots of things that you should be taking the steps to avoid doing so that those systems that work in the kitchen will continue to function. All right, guys, because everybody's got to eat a turkey, and sadly, all of those dishes do have to get washed. Gonna need the sink for that. Well, the holidays are a time to relax, recharge, and reconnect, but nothing ruins that faster than getting a call that something's gone wrong at home and you're away. Now, whether you're gone for a weekend or a week, a few smart steps now can help keep your home safe from break-ins, burst pipes, and other unwelcome surprises. So first up, make your home look lived in. This is where Kevin McAllister really shined in Home Alone. He knew how to make that place look hoppin' and not just occupied by what? I think he was like supposed to be seven.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? I don't think I could pull any of that together when I was seven. And certainly a boy child having, you know, being in the process of raising boys, I don't think they could have pulled that stuff together at seven. But Who knows? So the point is here, guys, you have to make the house look like somebody is in there and that it's busy. And I think the biggest mistake travelers make is letting their home look vacant. So do the basics. Put lights on timers in a few key rooms and vary them. Don't have them all turn on at 5. I mean, you saw the bad guys being like, ha-ha, number 5, look, boop, all on. You want the bedroom to come on and go off. And you can, thanks to all of these smart plugs, set the timers for a variety of times. They can go on, they can go off, and it can look like somebody is actually using the house. And motion-activated exterior lights, those are going to be great too, especially near doors and driveways. Now, if you're expecting packages, either pause those deliveries or ask a neighbor to collect them, because truly nothing screams, we're not home, like a pile of Amazon boxes right on the front porch. And speaking of neighbors, let them know you're going to be away. A trusted neighbor is one of your best defenses. And ask them to keep an eye on your house, grab the mail, maybe even just park their car in your driveway occasionally, just to make things look active. Next, lock it down. I mean, all of it. It sounds obvious, but double check that every door and every window is locked. That includes the basement, the second floor windows, and the door from the garage into the house. Consider adding a smart lock or a doorbell camera. They're affordable, and they let you monitor things right from your phone. Now, don't forget the thermostat, and don't forget the plumbing. You want to set your thermostat to around 55 degrees. That will keep the pipes from freezing. I always do like 60. I don't know why, but 55 seems to be the recommended number, but I bump it up 5 to 60. That just seems better. So that gives an extra layer of protection to make sure that the heat is on, things aren't freezing. If you have a kitchen cabinet on an exterior wall, open up those cabinet doors. That's going to let the warm air circulate around the plumbing. If you're going to be gone for an extended amount of time, it's really not a bad idea to shut off the water supply to the washing machine or the dishwasher. That's going to prevent major leaks. And also protect against fire. Unplug those non-essential electronics like a coffee maker, a toaster, holiday lights. Do all of that before you go. Even if it's not in use or not on, just unplug all of those things. Not only does this reduce the risk of electrical fire, but it's going to save energy. Now, a security system, if you've got one, use it. You want to make sure it's armed, and you want to make sure that all of your contact info with that security system is up to date. If you don't, now's a great time to just explore basic DIY systems that will monitor the doors, the windows, and motion and alert sensors there that will notify you via smartphone that something is off at the house. Because you're not there. You want to know what's going on. And finally, don't advertise your trip. I know we all love posting travel pictures, but save the vacation bragging for when you get home. Posting real-time updates on your social media just tips off the wrong people that your house is sitting there empty. With just a little planning and a few smart precautions, you can head into your holiday travel knowing that your home is safe, secure, and ready to welcome you back. That's all to make for a very happy holiday season. We don't want to ruin anybody's good time. All right, Jim, let's not ruin anybody's good time. Who can we help out? Who's next?
We have a flooring question coming out of Wisconsin. Leslie, we've got Robin. Robin, how can we help you out?
Hi. We're refinishing our finished basement, and the former owners glued down the carpet on the concrete, and we're scraping off what we can. Do we need to, I'm going to put in vinyl plank flooring. Do we need to sand that down, or should we put a leveler, or is there an underlayment that we can put under? Or is it going to matter if there's some glue on there?
I mean, you're making it sound, Robin, like there's a tremendous amount of glue on this floor. Is it just in little areas? Is there like inches of it all over? What's going on?
Just little areas of unevenness. And we've been sanding it, but that's quite a procedure.
Yeah, and you're going to find that sanding it is just going to kind of gunk up the glue and get everything all stuck. And it kind of, it's always so funny. I feel like when you try to sand an adhesive, it just kind of warms up and reactivates it back into an adhesive. So that's kind of not the best. So generally with the vinyl plank flooring, certain manufacturers might have an underlayment on the backside, and some might recommend something as the underlayment. But most of the times I would just say follow that manufacturer's recommendations because they know what's best for the product. But for the most part with vinyl planking, you're really not going to need
any kind of underlayment, they're either going to overlap and adhere to one another with double-sided tape, or they're going to click and lock together. It depends on what type of flooring product you're working with. But if it is a thinner vinyl plank and you are going to get a lot of flex to it, you might see those areas of unevenness from the adhesive below. If you go with a more rigid plank that has an underlayment that's going to kind of even out the spaces, I mean, especially if it's truly just little areas, that should do the trick of covering over it and creating a smooth and level surface, and then it's going to really look great.
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck with that flooring project. Thank you so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. This is the Money Pit. Hey, guys, it's going to be winter before you know it. Are you ready for it? We're going to run through the must-have items to stock up on now before the salt sells out, the flashlights disappear, and the first snow turns your front steps into an ice rink. From filters to firewood to those forgotten things in your pantry, we've got your winter checklist coming right up. So stick around. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com.
Listen up. Deich Coatings is offering a Black Friday sale you don't want to miss. 25% off everything on their website. Yes, everything. Countertop kits, sealers, primers, garage floor kits, and a wide variety of coatings for walkways, patios, pool decks, and more. It's the biggest sale Deich Coatings has ever had. No limits. Stock up now for all your planned indoor and outdoor DIY projects. The sale runs from Thanksgiving Day to the end of Cyber Monday. Remember, that's 25% off every item on their website. Visit Deich Coatings from November 27th till December 1st and save big. Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, coatings.com.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Hi, this is Linda spot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Siding is that it's naturally insect resistant. Unfortunately, the sun still can get to it and cause it to crack. But here's what you would do. First of all, you've got to use an anti-tannin primer, and that's usually an oil-based primer. And you're going to put that on the siding first. And then that kind of seals everything and stops any of the tannins, which is the oil in that cedar, from leaking out. On top of that, you're going to use an exterior stain. Now, what you'll end up with is a house that's siding that looks a lot like the original cedar, yet it's got a colorant added to it, so it's not going to get that kind of faded look that you might not be fond of. And if you go this process with the oil-based primer and the latex-based stain on top, you could probably get about 15 years on this process, especially the first time if you prep it right, and it will look terrific for years to come. All right, Rich, siding project is always a larger project to tackle, but it's definitely a great one, so hope it helps you out. Well, as the temperatures start to dip and the days get shorter, now is the time to shift into winter prep mode before you find yourself scrambling mid-snowstorm for batteries or trying to chip your way down an icy walkway without salt. So whether you're expecting snow, ice, wind, or just cozy evenings indoors, having a few key items on hand now will save you a lot of stress and even money later. So let's start outside. You want to stock up on ice melt now, especially pet safe or concrete safe versions if you need them. The stuff always flies off the shelves with the first cold snap, and you'll want it ready before your steps turn super slippery. And don't forget snow tools. Check your snow shovels, check the snow blower now. If anything's broken or rusted out, it's better to replace or repair it early. And if you do have a snow blower, make sure it starts and service it before you really need it. Now on to the indoors. You want to check your furnace filters and pick up a few extras. Clogged filters do make that system work harder. That'll drive up your bills and cut down the comfort. Stocking up now means that you will be covered for the whole season. Batteries, flashlights, lanterns, extra phone chargers, power banks, those should all be in one easy-to-find place. A winter storm could knock the power out fast, so you're going to thank yourself later for being ready. I actually just restocked all of that. I was like, I have no batteries. Why are all these chargers in a big pile in one drawer? I can't tell you it's going to last a very long time, Jim. But I did it.
Atta girl.
You know, a few days later, it still looks great, and the right chargers are in the right Ziplocs,
wow,
and all of that. But so far, I think I'm the only person who's been in that drawer. Just give it a few days. When the boyfriend, the stepson, all the kids are around, I give it 5 minutes.
That's called living.
Yeah. I wish other people living would take care of the organizing. You know what I'm saying?
Touché.
So anyway, do that step now, and then we'll talk in 2 weeks when you need to do it again. Now, if you have a fireplace or a wood stove, get that firewood stacked and cover it and make sure it's in a dry spot. And make sure you've got kindling and matches or fire starter all in a kit. Wet wood is no fun when you're cold. And finally, the pantry. Keep a few shelf-stable meals, extra water, and comfort items like tea, cocoa, or even soup on hand. It doesn't have to be fancy, just the stuff that you're going to want if you're stuck inside or if guests show up unexpectedly. For me, that's always brownie mix and Bloody Mary mix. Nothing says a snowstorm like a Bloody Mary, a puzzle, and brownies baking in the oven.
A little cinnamon in the air, maybe.
Well, the goal here, guys, is not like doomsday prep. It's just smart, simple comfort planning so that you can relax and enjoy the season no matter what the weather throws your way. Better safe than sorry.
Nothing ruins the look of your sleek, flat-screen TV faster than a tangle of messy cords trailing down the wall. Coming up, Leslie shares smart, simple ways to hide those wires for good. From easy stick options to built-in upgrades that keep your space safe and stylish. So stick with us on the Money Pit.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-1459.
For 250 years, brave Americans have answered the call to defend our freedoms. Wounded Warrior Project honors this legacy of service and sacrifice with life-changing support for post-9/11 veterans, service members, and their families. We help warriors access VA benefits, improve their mental and physical health, and provide them with career assistance so they can thrive for a lifetime. Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
Tis the season of giving thanks and gathering together, no matter how far the drive. And with Verizon Family Plus, you can monitor each family member's locations, their driving habits, and send them roadside assistance if they get a flat tire or need a tow. All from one app, giving you and your family peace of mind all the way to the dinner table. Now that's something to be thankful for. Get Verizon Family Plus at Verizon.com/family today.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Looking to build and host a website? Does your small business need a presence online? Want to engage in online commerce, but just don't know where or how to start? Well, I'd like to introduce you to the experts at GoDaddy. Young Lee from GoDaddy has more.
We do have an end-to-end solution to grow anyone's online presence, whether you're an individual or a small business. And so when it's about registering that initial business name or that idea you have for your brand, that would be like a domain, all the way to building and hosting a website, as well as offering a suite of marketing tools that help you grow online. And on top of that, we're known for our user-friendly tools that are great for individuals and businesses that don't have the technical expertise or may not feel confident in that area. And so we're...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit. Welcome back, you guys. Time now for Jim's favorite part, the emails. Who do we have?
Well, we've got Ronnie in New York City. He reached out saying his home is 50 years old. His central air and heating were installed 15 years ago, which included 5 vents in the basement. An energy auditor suggested sealing off the basement vents since they're not being used as a living space. But an HVAC expert says that closing the vents is going to build up some pressure and then strain the HVAC system. I want to save money every month, but not if it's going to cost me in the long run. So what's the right move?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. And I suppose since the heating system is 15 years old, it was designed to provide heat to the basement and air conditioning as well. Is it going to strain the system? Well, it might, because if it's not heating or cooling the same volume of air that it was designed to, you may find that that system is kind of working harder than it needs to deliver the same amount of heat or air conditioning. I don't think you're going to have a lot of savings by closing off those basement vents. If anything, you might want to consider insulating insulating your basement walls or certainly the floor between the basement and the rest of the house, but I don't like the idea of shutting such a huge part of the system off. One or two rooms, okay, but I mean, you're maybe talking about 25% or more of what the system is designed to do. So in my view, I think you leave it as is, or I don't think you're really going to have a lot of expense or issues with that HVAC system. Plus 15 years might be time to update.
If you're tired of staring at a jungle of TV wires, we're going to clean up that clutter and give your wall-mounted setup the polished look it deserves. Right now with Leslie's Last Word. Miss Segretti?
Oh, why, yes, Mr. Kenzie. Here we go. All right, let's be honest. Nothing ruins that sleek, modern look of that flat-screen TV like a tangle of dangling cords. But the good news, hiding them is easier than ever. And one of my favorite fixes is using a cord management system. I mean, these are super easy to install. You paint them to match your walls or cover them with wall covering. You know, I love wall covering if you've got wallpaper.
No way, you?
You can match it that way too, you guys. You want it to blend right in, and it's a small upgrade that has a big visual payoff. So if you've got all those wires running across the room or maybe across a doorway, why not use a cord cover or a low-profile threshold? This is going to clean up all of those floor-based cords really easily. Great for high-traffic areas because they protect the cables, but also keep them out of sight. However, if you want a more permanent fix and you're comfortable with a little DIY, you can go for an in-wall cable kit. Now, these kits let you run wires behind the wall for a completely clean look, just like the pros do. You just want to make sure that you're using components that are rated for in-wall use so that you're staying safe and code compliant. And it's really easy. I mean, you definitely are just opening a hole sort of behind the TV where the cables will go into and then opening a hole close to the power source or close to all of those components and fishing everything through the back wall. But it does require some planning and the proper equipment. And that's really all you need to say goodbye to the cord chaos and hello to a clean, modern media setup that you're gonna love showing off, because nothing irritates a crazy guest like Leslie Segretti when I'm looking at a pile of cords. I have organized my neighbor desk at work. I'm just saying, it happens.
And even worse, an insurance claim when somebody trips over your stuff.
Yeah, true. Thanks, Jim. Always with the smart tips.
Jim Buzzkill Kenzie.
All right, guys. Well, we have had a great seasonal show for you this hour. We covered a lot to get you ready for the holidays and the winter season, from putting up the holiday decor with the least amount of impact to your home, having peace of mind while you're traveling over the holidays so you don't get home alone, and what you should be stocking up on to be prepared for all the winter Warlock has to dish out. Next week is the big to do before Thanksgiving, so we're going to share with you 5 fast and stress-free ways to get your home in tip-top shape before the holiday hits. That's all for this hour. Remember, you guys, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. See you next week.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
As veterans, life can often feel like it gives us little control, spinning us through moments of turmoil and peace.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Fox News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. So glad you're there. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show coming to you from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, where I guess New Yorkers got some good news. Jessica Tisch will stay aboard and be the police commissioner in New York. She's done a really good job since she took over. But Eric Adams, this is the one police commissioner that Eric Adams actually let do her job. And my feeling is, after really thinking about it and thinking about walking away, she decided to stay aboard. My hope is she got concessions from him. You're going to allow me to put 5,000 more troops, 5,000 more officers out there, continue to have academies on a regular basis. You will also allow me to not have a civilian board provide discipline on anything that may or may not have gone wrong with the force and the whole social workers to domestic disputes can't happen. I hope she got something for her reputation, because if this guy's true views of police are not good. Carl Rove's going to be with us this hour, and Martha McCallum. They're going to really class up the show, so let's get to the big three.
Number three.
When's the day going to come that the FBI is going to level with us and just make everything public? I mean, listen, Crooks is dead. You're not going to prosecute him. Let's see every piece of information.
Why is that hard? Thomas Crooks, theories, conspiracies, fairy tales. What's the truth and what's truly an attempt to go for clicks over facts?
Number two.
Today and tomorrow we're going to announce that we are going to increase that $600 billion to almost $1 trillion of investment, real investment and real opportunity by details in many areas.
Now you're saying to me now that the $600 billion will be $1 trillion.
Definitely.
Now, how great is that? Let me just emphasize this. For everybody's scoring at home, we're getting $1 trillion. We're getting $1 trillion. MBS visit showing Trump has done the impossible, being the most popular American president in Israel and the Middle East at the same time. Saudi Arabia now at an economics conference today, an investment conference, I should say. We'll see what comes from that.
Number one.
Do you recall that email being sent to Jeffrey Epstein from that team?
Yeah, of course, I have no recollection of the email. I've never had a conversation with him, never met him.
So you never got a donation from Jeffrey Epstein or anything like that?
Certainly not.
Right. Just your team was trying to get money from him. How do we know? Because you had to have the emails out. Correct? Epstein. I think it's going to blow up right in the Democrats' face. They already saw it with two different lawmakers, an ally of theirs at Goldman Sachs, a key lawyer there that used to work in the Obama administration. She's caught on by it, Rum Miller now. So just wait for the names to come out. And I don't think this helps the country at all either way. But you got what you wanted. And this feels so much like the Russia situation, the extreme reaction on the impeachment situation, and then the January 6th that went on for two full years. Carl Rove joins us now, former Deputy Chief of Staff, Senior Advisor to President Bush, Fox News contributor. Carl, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Carl, you have a gut feeling on where this whole Epstein thing is going?
Well, it's going to keep going because conspiracy nuts want to keep it going. But look, this is a point at which the president can step back and step away. It's now that the documents are all going to come out. We know he had a relationship with him in the 90s and early 2000s. We saw the pictures. It may have been that embarrassing birthday greeting. But following when the then real estate tycoon and The Apprentice star Donald Trump found out that Jeffrey Epstein was poaching young women workers at Mar-a-Lago, he severed the relationship, threw him out of the club, and has thought ill of him since. So the president has nothing to gain by continuing to talk about this, either by, you know, proclaiming his innocence. That's already been established. Somebody's going to now have to proactively somehow tie him to Jeffrey Epstein's crimes, which is, I think, impossible. Or you know, he's got to stop talking about the Democrats. Let the media is going to jump all over this. The president's got more important things to do than to talk about how he wants the DOJ to prosecute his Democratic enemies. He's got better things to do at this time.
No, I hear you. But so you're a communications expert. So, you know, he opens up the cameras three times a day usually. And when they get hit with the Epstein question, what do you say? I'm not talking about that anymore?
Just say, look, it's all out there. You're, everybody's going to know what I know, that I thought he was a pervert, and I severed my relationship when I found out he was preying on the young women at the Mar-a-Lago club. And I got more important things to do, like making certain that American families can afford the groceries when they go to the grocery store, that their health care costs are coming under control, that our country's growing and prosperous and the world is at peace. That's what I'm focused on. And I understand why you want to continue to pursue Epstein, but I'm not going to be part of it. You know my role in this. I found out he was a creep, and I kicked him out of the club.
I actually think it's gonna get bad for them when, you know, Hakeem Jeffries, now this comes up, Plackett comes up. Now you're going to tell me Bill Gates is not going to come up? You're going to tell me Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
Bill Clinton wrote a nicer card than Trump. So do they really want to go through this? They refuse to testify. They basically ignored subpoenas to testify.
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to see all of these, and there are going to be some people who are now going to regret, as Larry Summers did, that he communicated with the guy after it was clear that he was, you know, not a nice person and could have been criminally, you know, involved.
So, Carl, we have so much to talk about, but I want to just play something I never thought I'd hear, and that is a video of Democrats who are veterans. Essentially, a message to the military, feel free to disobey orders. Listen to Jason Crow, Mark Kelly, and Elisa Slotkin.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens. Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
Right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad, but from right here at home. Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
Okay. Can I ask you, what do you think about this?
Well, not money well spent by the veterans. They got better things to do with their time. These things are going to be adjudicated by cities and states suing the administration when the National Guard comes in, and it is best left in the courts and not politicized. And I appreciate their service to our country by donning its uniform, but they're not doing either the service, the military that they served in, or the country represent in the Congress by doing this.
So let me see. I think that Iraq war is an illegal war. I'm not going to serve it anymore. I don't like what we're doing with the people. Let's say Afghanistan. There's a pullout going on. I think it's going to jeopardize our 20-year effort here. I am going to ignore the President of the United States. I mean, do you realize this, the precedent here? So you don't like the Venezuela operation, or you do? You don't like what we're doing at the border, or you do, because military is being used at the border. You don't like what's going on in Chicago, so you're a member of the National Guard. You're not going to show up. Do we really? Is this what we wanted from our military?
Yeah, no. And again, they've got better things to do with their time than to disparage our military leaders. Do you not think that these questions are seriously considered at the highest reaches of both the civilian and military leadership of the Department of Defense, the Department of War, as the president wants to call it? No, they are. And if there are problems, if people see problems with the way that our military is being deployed, then there are plenty of avenues that they've got other than self-serving, you know, videos and advertisements.
So we're looking at, let's talk about the economy. And when it comes to approval rating, the Democrats are at 38% approval. Trump's at 34. They're at 36% approval. When it comes to who's got a better program, this is basically to who's got a better plan to help the country get out of the economic challenges. 38% say Democrats have a better plan. 36% Republicans have a better plan. We know that the off-year elections did not go well for Republicans, even though we knew it was going to be a challenge. You have a year to do your best to bring prices down. What advice do you have for the Trump administration?
It's a jump ball. So stop talking about things that are not central to this issue. Stop talking about Epstein. Stop talking about the side issues. Stay focused on what are you doing to make the economy stronger. Look, the most valuable thing a president has is the appropriate use of their time. And every time the president goes off script and talks about Epstein or calls a reporter a piggy or any of this other stuff, what happens is that's the story. Not that, geez, I'm getting the Saudis to invest $1 trillion in our economy, which will create jobs and opportunity for all Americans. You know, there are lots of things that they are doing and can do, and in some cases must do that they aren't doing today, like a health care plan, and the president needs to stay focused on the main thing. And so, you know, those are warning signs. He's got the biggest megaphone, and yet he is behind on the two issues that are absolutely critical to the vote decision in 2026. If you look at it, like, for example, there's a new Marquette poll out, and inside of it, it says Democrats are energized, Republicans are not. The approval rating among Republicans for the president is dropping. And I think in large measure, that's because they want to hear him talking about the main thing. And the main thing is the economy. And
he prefers to talk about the economy. The only thing he likes to talk more about, that maybe golf. But every time he talks to him, he wants to talk about the economy. So it's not going to be hard. But when you have reporters show up, I mean, I want to just bring it to this, and you're used to this bias, but I've never seen such obvious bias, and it says a lot. Mary Bruce gives a scripted question to the Biden team before one of his rare press conferences, saying, this is the question she writes and asks if she could question. How do you view the path forward? How do you think about your place in history? That was the question. Now, Mary Bruce yells Khashoggi, murderer, Trump, Epstein, and Trump goes at it with her. But it is just so blatant that even though she's a fine reporter and obviously knows what she's doing, the bias just oozes out. And it's very tough to look the other way, especially if you're Trump.
Yeah, well, but that's the point. Look the other way. Do we really want to spend time talking about the bias of a reporter? Or do we want to spend that time talking about what the president's going to do to make to every American family feel more comfortable about their finances and more optimistic about the future?
When you talk about what's happening in these cities, in Charlotte, in Chicago, in Memphis, I haven't seen much video in Memphis, but there's pushback among the maybe illegal immigrant community about arresting illegal immigrants and bringing them out. Do you have if the approach is illegal immigrants don't belong here, do you have a problem with the optics here?
Well, look, as long as they're going after criminals and they're doing it by the book, no, I don't. But I think they do damage to themselves if they are, you know, showing up at the Home Depot looking for some, you know, poor guy who's, you know, came here illegally but is trying to, you know, put food on the table for himself and his family and has kept his nose clean other than crossing the border. They say they're focused on the criminally illegals, that is to say people who have come here and violated our laws, committed a crime against people or property, and more power to them in doing that. But they've got to be careful about this because, again, the other side is looking to make them an issue. And so go out of your way to try and deny them the opportunity to make you an issue. And, you know, like, for example, there was a big fight over should they be masked or not. I thought the administration came out on the winning side of that because they said our people are being identified and their families are being doxxed. And we as a country cannot stand for that. And I thought that was, that was the way to sometimes the most powerful thing in politics and in public discourse is the counterpunch. And that was a counterpunch.
Here's Tom Homan, Cut 34.
Bottom line is ISIS protecting their communities and all these people. Where were they when President Obama was president and ICE removed 409,000 people was the record at the time? Where were they? Where were they when 500,000 children were smuggling this country and they lost track of 300,000 of them? You know what President Trump has done? I was with HHS today, Jesse. We already found over 30,000 of these kids. You know, by 3 weeks ago, we're at 24,000. Now we're over 30,000.
So that's a good message, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it is amazing. Think about this. Until Donald Trump's second administration, the largest number of people being moved out of the country was under Barack Obama. And Tom Homan is right. Where were these critics back then? This is how it shows how partisan our country has become. They were silent or even applauded when Barack Obama was moving people out of the country, but they are furious and consider it, you know, an illegal act and are assaulting ICE officers when Donald Trump does it.
So, Carl, there was a big thing about how George Bush's approval rating, George W. Bush's approval rating, 53%. Do you sense that he is very engaged and knows what's going on in politics, but just wants to stay out of everybody's way now that he's retired? Do you get the sense that we'll see him again out there in 2028 when, you know, when maybe there's going to be more Bushes back in the fray? I know one's running for governor in Maine.
Yeah, well, his cousin is running for governor of Maine. Look, it's a long time off. Who knows? You know, I don't think we're likely to see him in the way that other former presidents have come into politics, and that's just who he is.
Understood. Thanks so much, Karl Rove. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on. And now you're going to upscale the program by going to Martha McCallum.
No. I think that she would say, I have great respect for Karl Rove. It's an honor for me to follow him if I know Martha. But we'll have to see. She could go the other way. Karl Rove, thanks so much.
All the best.
Back in a moment.
Learning something new every day on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Black Friday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Black Friday deals before they're gone at audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on an unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
The Bible promises that God is close to the brokenhearted, that he saves those who are crushed in spirit. So why is there so much pain and suffering in the world? Well, many say it is because churches need to minister more to the souls sitting in the pews. Author and evangelist Nick Vujicic.
A lot of us are not really having an honest audit check, an inventory of even just the brokenhearted within the four walls of the church, let alone trying to save the lost.
For 20 years, Vujicic has ministered to those in pain, knowing what it feels like to be angry with God over life circumstances. Born with no arms or legs, he almost committed suicide as a child, but the grace of God intervened. His book, Champions for the Brokenhearted, shows how to have faith in God's purpose and plan.
That's the epiphany, the revelation of realizing, I don't need to know the plan, I just need to believe that he has one.
For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1969.
We find ourselves rich in goods, but ragged in spirit. Reaching with magnificent precision for the moon, but falling into raucous discord on Earth.
I have decided to order the immediate redeployment from Vietnam of a division equivalent of approximately 25,000 men.
At the inquest, I responded as completely and as truthfully as I could to the questions that were put to me by the judge as well as the district attorney.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. I'm going to step off the land now. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
This is the largest group of people ever assembled in one place.
Good morning. What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000.
News as it happens.
News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Zach Brown of Zach Brown Band. They're launching their new album, Love and Fear, with a residency at the Las Vegas Sphere. They'll use the themes included on the collection as the tunes span many emotions.
We can work on dark and on light and talk about both of those things. But we can also break down our decisions that we make in our life based on love or fear. We got a short
time to get it away. He adds the band is grateful to go on this new musical journey with fans.
Getting the opportunity to take people along on a ride with you through things that have happened to you, through things that were hard that they can maybe relate to. The greatest release comes from tension. And so our goal through this show is just a series of rise and falls of like hard things, uncomfortable sounds, jump scare, like horror movie moments into beautiful redeeming things, and it just symbolizes the journey of life that we're all going through.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
The talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, Martha, we have a couple of minutes here before we can continue. You, first off, who are you having on your show today at 3 o'clock? With all these moving parts, I saw you earlier. We also have that investors conference at the Kennedy Center today. And we know that Cassidy is meeting, hoping for a bipartisan solution to health care. Mm-hmm. What's going on?
So, yeah, we're watching this meeting at the Kennedy Center very closely. We'll be covering that at the top of the show. We hope to have a White House guest joining that. David Asman also is watching all this really closely, and he'll be with us. We're going to talk to Tommy Lahren and Patrick Murphy about this story that you and I were just talking about in the break, this video that was put out by lawmakers, very high-profile Democrats, essentially saying you don't have to follow orders if you don't want to, if you feel that the order is illegal in the military when it comes to these the blowing up of drug boats in the Caribbean on their way to the United States. So that obviously is another huge topic today.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I was so stunned to see Congressman Crow, for example. He wants to be someone who's reasonable. You know, serve the military, appreciate that. But to him to cut that tape, Senator Kelly to cut that tape, Alyssa Slotkin says, and Democrats have to return to common sense, right? She wants to be the moderate alternative, along with the new governor, the governor-elect of Virginia. And yet you put yourself on this tape. So do you want people just to say, hey, I'm on the aircraft carrier Ford. Can we go to Trinidad and Tobago, or do you mind going to Barbados? I'd like to get off. I don't think this Venezuela operation intimidation is enough. Or let's say you've got the drone operator. You don't want to blow up that drug ship. So now we're going to have our men and women picking and choosing the quality of the mission they're on and the ethics.
I mean, exactly. And I'm kind of surprised. I don't know.
The third
person, Crow speaks in this video, and he says, against American citizens. So what is he talking about?
Could he be talking about National Guard in Chicago
and
Memphis?
Well, that's what I was wondering. So, you know, I think that it goes broader than this, the Venezuela, the drug boats that are getting blown up, because they start by saying this administration is pitting our uniformed military and intelligence community professionals against American citizens. So that made me think, well, are they talking about the National Guard? Is that their issue?
Why would they say it?
I don't know. Crazy.
On top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. We'll be right back.
This is House Call for Health. Long-term melatonin use may be linked to heart problems. A study that's to be reported next Monday at the American Heart Association found that adults who have insomnia and have been using melatonin for a year or more have a 90% higher chance of heart failure. They're also almost 3.5 times more likely to visit a hospital for heart failure. The study uses data from almost 131,000 people who had chronic insomnia, and nearly half of them took melatonin for a year or more. Melatonin occurs naturally in the body to assist with regulating a person's sleep-wake cycle. And while the study featured users who were prescribed melatonin for their sleep issues, melatonin is available over-the-counter and often is not reflected in medical records. The supplement has been believed to be a safe sleep aid, but these preliminary findings may prove otherwise. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From around the world,
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard, if a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Alan Lomax, who died in 2002, was an American folklorist and musicologist. Lomax was involved in the archive of folk songs at the Library of Congress and a pioneering oral historian who recorded the early story of American folk artists.
Since I was 17, that was pretty close to 18 straight years. I've been in every back alley and every little town, and it got so I wasn't feeling fresh about America. It was coming out of my ears, and I wasn't enjoying it anymore. So it seemed to me that the big problem at that time was to make the world feel like a world of various people speaking various languages, all about the same big human problem.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Gianna DeLosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Former NFL star Antonio Brown was arrested Thursday in Dubai by U.S. Marshals on an attempted murder charge and extradited to the U.S. Brown is accused of grabbing a handgun from a security staffer after a celebrity boxing match in May and allegedly firing 2 shots at a man he had gotten into a fist fight with earlier. The victim told police one bullet grazed his neck. Later on social media, Brown said he was jumped. Miami police issued an arrest warrant shortly after. The former star wide receiver evaded police for more than 4 months, but still kept posting on social media. Eventually, authorities were able to piece together that he was in Dubai. Brown has dealt with several legal problems over the years. He was previously accused of battery of a moving truck driver, several domestic violence charges, and failure to pay child support in other incidents. Now, he's facing a second-degree attempted murder charge that carries a maximum 15-year prison sentence. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna DeLosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
So busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
So we're back in studio with the great John O'Hurley, actor, author, comedian, game show host. And now he's going to focus on the many jobs. Host of the National Dog Show, you know. It's a Thanksgiving Day tradition that airs on NBC right after the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's the 23rd annual dog show. How many have you done, John?
24th, actually. Yeah, this is our 24th year.
It's 24th year.
I've been there ever since the beginning.
Wow. And how has it grown?
Exponentially. We had the first year that we did the show back in 2002, we have, to everybody's surprise, we did about 19 million people. Today, we're up around 30 million. And every year it grows and grows and grows and grows. So as the rest of television is trying to find an audience, ours just, all you have to do is put the cameras on the puppy's eyes and that's it.
How do you explain that? How do you explain the growth?
I cannot for the life
of me. It's not like the dogs are new.
No, it isn't. But it's just that I think people, whether you're 4 or you're 94, there's something there for you. And everybody can sit down and watch, and it's something everybody agrees on. It's not as regional as football would be. And I think it just satisfies an audience that's yearning for something gentle and universal.
Well, and you love doing it.
Oh, I love doing it. It's just so much fun. I mean, there's 2,000 dogs. There are 2,000 of the top dogs in the country. They've all been champions at one point during the year. So you're seeing the best of the best. It really is so enjoyable. And it's the last bench show, which means that all of the dogs have to remain during the show with the owners and the handlers and what have you. So it's a very educational experience.
Have you met with any of these dogs yet?
Oh, sure. I interview them all the time. And right. You know what? Not one answers me back.
It's so weird.
They are exactly as you would think. This is their life, and if you go out into the parking lot out there, you'll see hundreds of these full bus RVs out there, and this is their life. They go from show to show to show to show, and they see everybody. They know everybody backstage. The dogs all know each other. It's a wonderful community.
Wait a second. The dogs all know each other?
Oh, sure. They all sniff. They all sniff around up there. That's what they do. I will tell you something, and I want you to understand this, and I'm telling you something that only the experts realize. The dogs don't care who wins.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. I'm absolutely sure. I've looked at these. This is 24 years of experience that brought me to this
point. They don't know that they won.
No. There is an adrenaline rush, I will say. The dogs, as they enter the ring, it's like all of a sudden everybody's applauding and they respond
feel
that. Yeah, they respond to that. Yeah.
So you have 1,800 of the nation's top dogs spanning over 190 breeds. What I'm amazed at, are we still coming up with breeds?
We are every year. This year we have the Swedish-Danish farm dog. I don't know how
right.
I don't know how they came up with that name, but I'm guessing it's from Sweden and from Denmark.
And so, in other words, it's a mutt.
It would look like a generic dog until you realize the darn thing was bred for just about anything you can do on a farm. And they have they're small dogs, but they have a heart of a Sherman tank. You can't stop them from, if they have a mindset to do something, they do it. And they're bred to be hunters, herders, ratters. Remember the halcyon days of ratting?
Right.
Yeah, we don't do that much anymore.
We used to have dogs eat rats?
Yeah, we have, that's what the terriers are for. The terriers go down the hole to grab the vermin.
Because there is a breed called the rat terrier.
The rat terrier, yeah.
And
yeah.
That's really what it's for?
That's what it's for. But also all the other terriers are for that, too. And that's why I have the little stubby tails. You pull them out of the hole by the tail.
Wow. I did not know all this. But you do have to know what you're doing.
Well, over a period of time, you learn a lot. I've been very lucky to have David Fry, the most knowledgeable man in the world of dogs, at my side. So all I have to do is defer to him if I don't.
Madison Square Garden.
No. No, we're the Kennel Club of Philadelphia. So we shoot the show at the Greater Philly Expo Center out in
Did you used to do it at the Garden?
No. No, no. No, that was Westminster that was there. And then they've been kind of jumping around trying to find a home.
Right, because they don't have it.
No. They don't have it. We have it. As I say, we've got 30 million people that watch us, so it's we're in good shape.
So you're out in L.A.?
Yeah, I live out in L.A., Lollaville.
I was just talking to Gary Sinise. He moved out to Tennessee. You talk to these comedians, they're moving out.
Yeah.
I lived there for a while. It's always been the goal with so many people to get out to L.A. It's exciting.
It is.
Yeah. You're still there.
I'm still there, and I'm reluctantly there. And we are most of it was the fact that we had our son in school out there.
Yeah.
He's now at Baylor in aviation and in his freshman year. So we now are scratching our heads going, there's got to be somewhere else.
But you know your neighbors. You love the climate.
We kind of mildly know our neighbors, and that's one of the reasons out there. You know, Californians, we lived on a street in Beverly Hills and Jack Black was my next door neighbor, and darn if I ever saw him.
Really?
Yeah, we lived on the same street, probably exchanged the same mail that was erroneously delivered, but that was the only time I ever saw him.
So you don't have that sense of community over it?
No, not at all. I mean, I would love to, but it's not that we're against it, but you just don't out there.
There's a documentary out now about how slow the rebuild's been since the Pacific Palisades.
Absolutely.
Inexcusably
awful. Yes, it is. Well, a lot of the problems have been that they won't grandfather, and they will no longer grandfather the sewer systems in. A lot of those homes out in Malibu and Palisades had old grandfathered in sewer systems, that won't happen anymore. So you're spending $3 million before you even get to the surface.
And do you think a lot of people are walking away?
They're going to have to. Yeah, there's just no way that that they can rebuild with the insurance money that they're being given, if they're being given at all. Remember, 1,200 policies were canceled about a month before.
Because the insurance thing doesn't balance out for the companies.
No, it doesn't. And you don't know how this little circle is going to end.
And the thing is, too, it's about the free market. We have this mayor-elect that thinks socialism is the answer. Mm-hmm. When you cap things, people will take action. If you're going to cap how much rent I could have, I'm going to keep that apartment empty.
Exactly.
We have hundreds of thousands of apartments empty here. So if you're going to cap how much insurance companies can charge, they're going to go, okay, I won't do business here.
No.
Because not that they're being mean. Oh, I imagine insurance companies are in it. A lot of them publicly traded.
Yep.
I have to make a profit. How do I make sense of that?
Yep. It's not possible.
I have employees. Yep.
It's not possible, and it's a conundrum that's going to have to be fixed, because you can't have that type of land sitting out there overlooking the ocean and not doing something with it.
So here's the thing that I find so interesting, because I remember I lost I lost everything, and I was in Malibu, living in the bottom of a house, burned to the ground, lost everything. The good news is I had
a little. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you had Sandy. We had 3 feet of water. Most of my neighborhood was just flooded. So I know what it's like. Some people have money, doesn't have money. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
When you get flooded, fires, whatever, you're pretty much at ground zero, depending on how you prepared. But my thing is, when you have this many powerful people frustrated, not, you know, even if they have the resources, they can't build because they got to get employees and permits. Then I'm wondering, is that going to get through to their heads that this isn't a Republican or Democrat thing, that this is not helping people?
Exactly. Exactly. That's all I can say to it is exactly.
Yeah, I don't want to get you in trouble.
No. Yeah. It's not a question of getting in trouble. It's a question of absolutely agreeing with you. It is a conundrum out there. The slowness of the permits that they said were never going to happen. Well, there's only half a dozen permits been issued.
Mm-hmm. So when you talk about things being shot in L.A., do you no longer have to, if in your business, do you no longer have to be there? Because there's so much outside of
LA. I'm coming to the point where I really am realizing I don't need to be. A lot of the work that I do is voice work. A lot of it I can fly in for. I did 5 movies this year. I didn't do a single one of them in Los Angeles.
Really?
Yeah. Not a single one of them in Los
Angeles. Can I ask you where you are?
All over. I was down in, down in Atlanta, in Tennessee. Then I was in New York City. And then a couple of others that I don't remember where I was.
But it's not there.
Huh?
And what also, do you think that even though the whole wokeness really started in L.A. when everyone wanted to be politically correct, but I think that they were one of the first to pay the price when you can't get a key grip, and let's say they're a half Cuban with who are gender confused with a limp. So
it's also the Academy Awards demand now that you check all these boxes or you cannot be nominated for an Academy Award. It's absolutely silly.
But do you find that people become less political when they realize how it's hurting their occupation?
Yes and no. There still is people willing to walk into walls out there to protect the diversity. And I just don't get it. I don't get it. But I will say that as a white man at my age, it's difficult to work out there. There's no question about it.
Right, and much more difficult than when you broke in.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. It's like night and day. It's like night and day.
So the whole meritocracy, there was so much a part of acting and performing and singing. And the meritocracy, I think, in many ways, acting is fundamentally that if you're good, I don't care who you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know everybody and you're not good, unless the Scorsese thing and his kid was a different story, but it's really about performance and execution, and you're saying they've lost that.
Yeah, it has been. A lot of this has been funneled into making sure that it's we're checking boxes rather than putting the best people on stage for their talent.
Wow. Yeah. When you go to airports, most people think Peterman.
Absolutely.
Are you okay with that?
Oh, no, absolutely. Listen, the day that I complain about somebody recognizing me as Jay Peterman is the day the music dies.
Right.
You know, it was one of the great, most enjoyable things I ever had the privilege of doing, and the greatest cast that I ever could have been partnered up with. And, we have a new audience today because, courtesy of Netflix, they bought the series, and now we have binge-watching 14 to 20-year-olds watching the show for the first time.
How many have you seen?
Oh, I've seen them all. But I didn't watch it first run. First of all, I would not watch it because I was so frustrated by the way the show was edited. And I, you know, they would always have these long, monotonous Peterman monologues in every show that would, you know, he would go out there, take a right-hand turn and never come back. And I enjoyed those so much, but then, you know, you watch the show and it's not there because the show was too long. So we always had to trim the Peterman monologue that was the first to go. So it's very frustrating.
How do you handle that?
I was just realize that, you know, you're blessed to be working there and have the best time you can. And just try to remember.
But that is immature.
I remember all the monologues, let me put it that way, so 30 years later.
What is your technique for memorizing stuff like that?
I start with the verbs. You start with the verbs and then go to the subject. Who, look for the activity that each sentence is expressing, and then look for the who's doing it.
And then and do people at that level, I know writers in particular, but so you got this, you got the monologue, you got it, you mm-hmm. got to read it, and mm-hmm. think I'd rather say it this way. And you don't check with it, but you just do it your way.
Yeah.
Do you find people, even though you're writing it, do it again?
It depends. Now, Seinfeld was the type of
That's
thing.
That's what I mean, Seinfeld.
Seinfeld was the type of show that if you could think of a funnier way to do it, try it. Right. If it works, it's in the script. Nobody has any ego about, you know, that, oh, no, you're killing my line. No.
Curb Your Enthusiasm, famously, they say they ad-lib a lot of it. Like they go in there and they...
You can tell that that's all just stream of consciousness. And it's, here's what we want to accomplish in the scene. And they're bullet points. And so that's what they...
Did you do that at Seinfeld?
No. Seinfeld was tightly scripted. Tightly scripted. But you have the entire week of rehearsals to arrive at the point where you could have it tightly scripted. Comedy is better when it's tightly scripted because there's a flow to the line. Elaine, do you have any idea what happens to a butter-based frosting after 6 decades in a poorly ventilated British basement? I have a feeling what you are about to go through will be punishment enough. But you see, there's a cadence to it.
Your cadence is...
Well, it is. It's my cadence, but it's... But there's... That only works if it's tightly scripted.
Do you think that there'll be a comeback for the sitcom?
For the sitcom, yes. For Seinfeld, no.
No, I know that. Yeah,
we were selfish 30-year-olds. I don't think selfish 60-year-olds makes a great fodder for comedy.
I just thought that was so interesting, and I think I might have brought this up to you before. I remember like Cheers and Taxi. They would have characters that you like, mm-hmm. flawed but liked. Mm-hmm. Seinfeld made it clear, and I've never met him, but Simon included, I don't want you to like these guys.
Mm-hmm.
These
we were nobody. We were not nice people and would sell each other out in a second if the opportunity struck.
Right. Yeah. So how do you explain it? It's just funny's funny? Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because you
liked
it.
Here was the thing. I remember getting up out of my chair after the first read-through of Peterman introducing himself to the show. And I called my manager and I said, this is the number one show on television. It's not funny. And he says,
Have you seen it before?
No, I hadn't seen the show before. And because I had my own series that was busy being canceled on ABC the day before. So I just hopped over to Seinfeld. But
same line.
It isn't the same. The thing that's peculiar about Seinfeld is you have to play it as a drama. It's got to be Streetcar Named Desire. You have to have that kind of ferocity and that type of commitment to the passion of what's being done in the scene, or it's not funny. So the more passionately you do the scene, and you look at George Costanza, I mean, there could not have been a more tour de force, passionate actor than Jason Alexander. But he made that show because he was passionate about what George was, his dilemma.
Is that acting, period? Because I've only taken a handful of acting. Is that what acting is, really?
If you look at Golden Girls or something, they didn't have to suffer that type of thing. They could just set the joke up and deliver the punchline. But Seinfeld didn't have punchlines. We weren't a joke funny show. It was a situation that was funny. And the more passionately you play that situation, then it becomes funny.
And Jerry would be the first one to say, I'm the least experienced actor.
Absolutely. And it was like, just get my lines out of the way and then just, you know, allow him to smile through the scene.
Oh.
Yeah.
I forgot the sitcom that just came out and said they looked at Seinfeld, the way they held the phones from the 1990s.
Mm-hmm.
Remember they had the antennas,
yeah.
And they said they went out of their way not to show any technology mm-hmm. because they never wanted to date it. Not that it's hurt it in syndication.
It sure hasn't. And the only other thing that would date it would be the models of the cars. Jerry's Saab, I think, is an Audi or a Saab. Saab, I think, is what he had. But
Right.
Yeah, that was that's the only thing that dated it. I think Kramer was the first one down in Greenwich Village to use a cell phone. And John, I think it was the only time.
John O'Hurley, I cannot wait to catch what I thought was the 23rd, but it's the 24th.
24th?
The 24th annual National Dog Show on Thursday, November 17th.
Dogs until 2?
27th, I should say. Mm-hmm. From 12 to 2. Right after the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And that'll be on CBS, on NBC.
Yeah, we're going to move it over to NBC now.
You don't mind? Yeah, you know, it makes sense. John, thanks so much.
Hey, it's always great to be with you, Brian.
Right?
Enjoy.
And maybe you should. I would recommend New York because it would be near me, but I wouldn't do it for the quality of life of your family.
I do understand.
Understand?
I do understand.
Back in a moment.
Illuminating, intriguing, inculcating.
I know some of these words.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Black Friday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Black Friday deals before they're gone at audionhearing.com. That's audienhearing.com.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now. And there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LOOT to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LOOT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LOOT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A pitcher from the Atlanta Braves who surprised a young fan after surgery makes today's Dean's List. 8-year-old Preston Gober-Franz loves baseball, especially the Braves. He knows every player, with his favorite person being the pitcher, Spencer Strider. You can imagine his surprise and joy when Preston woke up from his 34th surgery in the hospital and got a visit from his favorite player. Preston was diagnosed with a rare brain condition that has contributed to so many visits to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. But the smile on his face said it all when Spencer Strider joined him in the hospital room after his surgery. Preston's family says the visit meant the world to him and is giving him strength as he faces the long recovery ahead. So many in the community have reached out to Preston to send him love and encouragement to keep up his fight. And special thanks to Spencer Strider for making his day in such a wonderful way. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. The American Lung Association says it's a time for uniting people across the country to stand together against lung cancer, the leading cause of cancer deaths in the U.S. And because of that, the association recommends getting a lung cancer screening. It can detect lung cancer early, when it's more likely to be curable. And if it's caught before it spreads, the likelihood of surviving 5 or more years improves to 65%. That statistic is based on early stage lung cancer, stage 1 versus stage 4. A low-dose CT scan is a special kind of x-ray that takes multiple pictures as you lie on a table that slides in and out of a machine. Then a computer puts those images together for a full picture of your lungs. Medicare and many private health insurance plans cover the screening without cost sharing, but you should check to see what your provider covers. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Sponsored by Prevagen. Prevagen, made for your brain.
So, Stuart, what is your role here? Along with looking the part, you want people to feel what it was like when this fort was raging.
Absolutely. So my job as Vice President of Public History here is to immerse our visitors here at Ticonderoga in what it was like to serve here.
What's your goal when the thousands of people come here every year and they want to know about this fort? Your goal is to make them feel what it was like.
I want them to come here and experience what it was like here on a given day, whatever it might have been 250 years ago. I want visitors to experience the smells and the sights, to hear the cannons, but also get a deeper understanding. You know, what did it mean to actually be here? Why were people willing to put their lives on the line here at Ticonderoga?
So that is just a little bit of my new season on What Made America Great. If you want to know a little bit more about this country, our background coming up on year 250, I think you really love this. So far, it's doing very well on Fox Nation. We also went NORAD inside the mountains of Colorado to find out who would survive should there be a nuclear bomb. They've actually made it's unbelievable. It's almost like a science fiction situation. I don't think we've ever had cameras down there before. You will love that feature. Also, Battle of Gettysburg, what happened? It's so widespread. It was hard to do, but we were able to capture it in 40 minutes, what it meant, where Lincoln gave the speech. We'll bring you there if you can't travel there. And then the crossing of the Delaware, you know, freezing that day. It was freezing for Washington on his day.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions and bring you a special Black Friday offer.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal. And now, as a special Black Friday offer, you can get a free gutter inspection, plus up to 35% off. This is our best offer of the season. Unlock it now at leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
After a Soviet arms buildup in Cuba, President John Kennedy addressed the American people with the world on the brink.
This sudden, clandestine decision to station strategic weapons for the first time outside of Soviet soil is a deliberately provocative and unjustified change in the status quo, which cannot be accepted by this country if our courage and our commitments are ever to be trusted again by either friend or foe. The 1930s taught us a clear lesson. Aggressive conduct, if allowed to go unchecked and unchallenged, ultimately leads to war. This nation is opposed to war. We are also true to our word. Our unswerving objective, therefore, must be to prevent the use of these missiles against this or any other country, and to secure their withdrawal or elimination from the Western Hemisphere.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. A number of states are actively considering or undergoing mid-year redistricting. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer says his party is simply looking for accuracy.
The Democrats have been much better at this than Republicans over the past 10 to 15 years with Obama and Eric Holder running their program that, we were losing cases in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, you remember. Republicans are a little late to the game, but Republicans are actually trying to make sure that these maps reflect the actual population.
House Majority Whip Tom Emmer expects redistricting efforts around the country to continue.
They've been doing this for a long time, both sides, I would argue, and we shouldn't say it's Republican Democrat. It really is. What's the majority in your state? They are going to draw a map that they believe best reflects what that population is and how they protect their majority, and that's just a fact of life.
Congressman Emmer, a Minnesota Republican, made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. U.S. senators critical of President Trump's approach to ending the Russia-Ukraine war say they spoke with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who told them that the peace plan the president's pushing Kyiv to accept is a wish list of the Russians and not the actual plan. A fire that broke out aboard a container ship docked at the Port of Los Angeles was nearly contained by Saturday afternoon, the blaze briefly prompting a shelter-in-place order Friday night for surrounding communities over concerns about hazardous materials within the ship's cargo. The order was lifted Saturday and port operations resumed as normal. Israel's military says it's launched new airstrikes against Hamas militants in Gaza, testing the ceasefire that began October 10th. Health officials in Gaza said at least 24 people were killed, 54 wounded, including children. Israel said it launched the attacks after an armed terrorist crossed the line. More at townhall.com.
Whether you're preparing for exams, juggling family and career, or just looking to stay sharp as you age, Think Factor is here to help. Created by the same company that makes Relief Factor, Think Factor supports sharper focus, stronger recall, and clearer thinking. It's the natural way to give your brain the daily nutrients it needs for memory, attention, and even vibrant vision. Call 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF, or visit relieffactor.com to learn more. Look, I was a little bit skeptical. I started taking Think Factor. After a few weeks, wow, my memory, my focus, my concentration, better than ever. And Think Factor results get better the longer it's taken. If you want to stay focused during demanding tasks, keep your memory strong, maintain mental energy for whatever's ahead, well, Think Factor is for you. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit relieffactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit relieffactor.com for Think Factor.
Senator Tom Cotton says President Trump is sending a strong message with the recent attacks on drug vessels.
Much of the military presence that we've built up in the Caribbean is directed towards these drug boats that the administration has done a great job of identifying and destroying.
Senator Cotton supports President Trump's strategy of attacking drug vessels. The Arkansas Republican believes this approach is more effective than simply seizing the ships.
Interdicting these boats is simply not a satisfactory solution. One, it's very dangerous for our soldiers, for our sailors, for Coast Guardsmen. As we've seen in the past, you know, with interdictions off the coast of Somalia that led to the death of several sailors, I think just last year, maybe 2 years ago. And two, it's just something that these cartels build into their business model.
The Trump administration proposing new oil drilling off the California and Florida coast for the first time in decades. President Trump seeks to expand U.S. oil production that's already leading the world. More at townhall.com. It was known as America's flagship. Now, a once great luxury ocean liner is set to become an undersea attraction off Florida's Gulf Coast. Correspondent Jennifer King has more on the story.
The SS United States will become a huge artificial reef off the Florida Panhandle early next year. Okaloosa County announced its final resting place will be about 22 miles southwest of Destin. The top decks will reach 60 feet below the surface, making it accessible to scuba divers. The nearly 1,000-foot vessel still holds a transatlantic speed record from its maiden voyage in 1952. The ship spent most of the year at the Port of Mobile being scoured in preparation for its sinking.
The vessel's length extended more than 100 feet longer than the famed Titanic. It was once a beacon of America's engineering, doubling as a military vessel that could carry thousands of troops. News swings on Wall Street Friday. The S&P 500 took off and nearly rallied 2%. The Dow ended at 1.1%. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Redding Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Fox News headquarters in New York City. The most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone, from 40th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show, and got a big hour coming your way. Just had an interview with President Donald Trump. In order to not have to tell the president, can you hold on while I go to commercial, because we have hard breaks because we're a national show with hundreds of affiliates, I got left Fox and Friends at about 8:20 a.m. Eastern, and I won 23 minutes with the President of the United States. And I had a chance to do that uninterrupted, so we edited up with our break structure, and we covered everything. And he's going to have a huge day. We know at 3 o'clock today he's going to meet with Zoran Mamdani. We know that he's working on a Ukrainian peace deal. We know that they're starting to move forward on it. Who knows if they're sincere? I highly doubt it. And then the Venezuela situation, the economic challenges. We know the president's constantly in court for everything that's going on with immigration. But here's my interview with President Trump, aired in its entirety for the first time. Let's listen. Hey, Mr. President, thanks so much for joining me. I truly appreciate it.
Okay, absolutely, Brian. Good.
Big meeting today at 3 o'clock with the mayor-elect of New York City that you've clashed with before from afar. What do you expect when you meet him face-to-face?
Well, I don't really know. He's got a different philosophy. He's a little bit different. I give him a lot of credit for the run. He did a successful run, and we all know that runs are not easy. But I think we'll get along fine. Look, we're looking for the same thing. We want to make New York strong. And, you know, there's such a different philosophy. But I'll let you know. I'll let you know over the next year, Brian, okay?
So I know sometimes when you go to sit down with you, Ms. President, sometimes you'll whip out a list and you'll say, did you say this about me in the past? I know Pierce Morgan has said that. This is something that might be on your list that he said about you after he won, by the way. Cut three.
This is not only how we stop Trump, it's how we stop the next one. So, Donald Trump, since I know you're watching, I have four words for you. Turn the volume up.
So it was a little bit of an in-your-face when a time he should usually, after a victory speech, be kind of magnanimous. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah. Well, I was hitting him a little hard, too, in all fairness. I was, hard to be totally friendly toward the opponent. You know, his opponent wasn't. He had some interesting opponents. But he ran a good race. I don't know exactly what he means by turn the volume up, because turn the volume up, he has to be careful when he says that to me. But nobody really was able. I said, what does that mean, turn the volume up? Does that mean let's go at it?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, he was very nice in calling, as you know, and we're going to have a meeting. I guess we meet at 3 o'clock today. And I think it's going to be quite civil. We'll find out. You'll be the first to know.
I know. We'll see it at 3 o'clock. Will you open up the doors to the press after?
I think so. I mean, it's fine with me. I would think so. He's a politician, so I don't think he has a problem. The one thing I notice about politicians, the answer is always yes, other than with Biden.
So Biden
didn't open up doors to his brain.
There's one thing he does say that probably won't be great. He says, I've never go back to the days when Eric Adams would go on national television and open the door for the NYPD handling civil immigration enforcement. He doesn't expect cooperation between the NYPD and ICE. That's got to be disappointing.
Well, we're going to be talking about it. I just can't imagine that where you have hardcore criminals, and this is about criminals, you know, you can make a case the other way, having to do with others. But, you know, when you have a murderer, when you have a known murderer, a known rapist, a known whatever it is, drug dealers all over the place, I can't imagine that anybody wants to keep them. But I'll have that discussion with them today, absolutely.
Yeah, we'll talk about immigration a little bit later, but I also want to talk about something else that matters a lot, and that's that tape that those veterans and Elise Slotkin put out, talking about urging, I guess, or reminding our troops that they don't have to obey orders. Listen to a little of it.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
So you get the spirit of it. Your reaction was pretty direct. This is really bad and dangerous to our country. The words cannot be allowed to stand. Seditious behavior from traitors. And you wanted to say punishable by death. So people thought that you were saying death to those politicians. What were you saying?
Well, if you look at sedition, if you look at, you know, that type of, that's a form of, a very strong form of being a traitor. That's a terrible thing to say. I must tell you, I heard it, and I thought it was some kind of a comedy situation. I thought that would, you know, it was some kind of a skit, and because I couldn't believe that they'd say it. And I watched Democrat congressmen and one Democrat senator yesterday on one of the shows. Didn't even want to discuss it. They said, whoa, don't get me into that one. They don't want to get into it. That is a really serious charge. I'll tell you what they said is, and it was, I mean, I don't know about the modern day things, because, you know, modern day is a lot softer. But in the old days, if you said a thing like that, that was punishable by death.
Yeah, but you're not saying, you're not threatening them. A lot of people are interpreting it as a threat and their security.
Well, I'm not threatening them, but I think they're in serious trouble. I would say they're in serious trouble. I'm not threatening death, but I think they're in serious trouble. In the old days, it was death.
Do you worry, Mr. President?
That was seditious behavior.
Do you worry?
That was a big deal.
Do you worry?
Today, you know, nothing's a big deal. Today's a different world, okay? It's a softer mic. It's a meeker, milder world. But I will say this. I think what they did is really bad. The hatred is pretty strong. But what they say, you know, essentially don't follow the orders of the President of the United States to the military?
Do you worry that some of your guys are going to say no?
Young privates and young corporals and young sergeants, and they're not scholars. Necessarily, there might be a few, frankly, but they're not scholars. They don't, you know, study the Constitution, et cetera, et cetera. They know that. So these are people, these are bad people. These are people that, in my opinion, broke the law. Now, what happens to them, I can't tell you, but they broke the law. That is a terrible statement. I can say if I ever said that and there were a Democrat as president, all hell would have broken loose. And it has broken loose. I have had more calls from people, even Democrats, saying what a horrible thing that was.
So do you worry that someone on the Gerald R. Ford will say, hey, I don't want to do this Venezuelan mission. I don't want to sit out in the ocean. I'm out. You know, do you worry about them saying, I don't want to go to Chicago and be in the National Guard. I'm out. Do you worry about that?
No, I don't worry about anything like that because I'm a leader and they do as I say. But it certainly is not a good situation. You know, it could happen with certain leaders. It could happen. I don't think that it happened with me, but, you know, you never know. Look, that was a very terrible, that was a traitorous statement. That was a horrible thing to do. I believe they broke the law very strongly. I think it's a very serious violation of the law, you know.
I know Todd Blanche seems to be looking into it, your deputy attorney.
Pete Hegseth is looking into it, too. I know they're looking into it militarily. I don't know for a fact, but I think the military is looking into it, the military courts.
Mr. President, this week there's a lot of stories about the FBI investigation into Thomas Crooks. And Miranda Devine had a source that said that he had a huge social media footprint, and that that it was mischaracterized by the former FBI director and his deputy, saying it was just anti-Semitic. It was beginning, according to the social media reports, if they're posting, if they're correct, in the beginning they were pro-you, at the end it was anti-Trump, they have a few threats on about Fox too. Are you currently happy with the investigation into Crooks that your FBI is doing?
Well, I wasn't happy with Christopher Wray, and I wasn't happy with that whole situation with him. But I do have confidence in Cash, a lot of confidence, and the DOJ. And they are giving me reports, and their reports are seeming to balance out. So I have confidence in these people. I didn't have confidence in Christopher Wray. I thought Christopher Wray was not good at the job he did.
So in other words, Miranda Devine said over the weekend that you weren't confident, and Eric seemed upset. But for the most part, you feel as though you are fully briefed if Crooks had international
ties.
Well,
I wasn't confident with Christopher Wray, but in this group, it's a different group, and it's Cash as opposed to Christopher Wray, and I have confidence in Cash.
Healthcare. I know just like the war in Gaza and Ukraine, you inherited it. Obamacare
right.
is not affordable. The deductibles are right. roughly $6,000. But a lot of your voters are stuck with it. And they're saying if I can't afford my health care. It seems like Republicans like Katie Britt and Senator Cassidy and Tillis are saying, Mr. President, let's do something with the subsidies. Let's try to help people out. Are you going to start working in a bipartisan way?
Yeah, we do. We have something where instead of the insurance companies getting the money, you know, they're making billions and billions of dollars. And it's lousy health care. They call it the Unaffordable Care Act, right? It is the Unaffordable Care Act. And I always said that. I said, this thing's going to explode. It's no good. And it is exploding, and it's unacceptable. It's too expensive for people. It's no good for the country, but it's worse for the people. It's lousy health care. And I want to give the money that we give to the insurance companies directly to the people, let the people buy their own health insurance, and that's what's going to happen. I believe that this... good support on both sides for that. And Katie's working on it. A lot of people are working on it. Rick Scott is working on it. Many, many senators are working on it. And, you know, we have a January 30th date coming up. I'd like to see if we could do it by then. They're saying, well, let's go another year. And I said, let's see if we can get it done by January 30th. So there are a lot of people, including Democrats, that are working on this. Basically, taking your money, not giving the insurance, let their stock go down. Who the hell cares? They've made a fortune on this. Obama, what he handed to the insurance company, and I said it from the beginning. I said, this is an insurance company scam, and it's a scam against the people. And we don't give the money to the insurance company. We give the money directly to the people, and they buy their health insurance. It's a great and fairly, you know, it's a very complex subject, but it's fairly, we've made it a lot less complex. You'd get better health insurance, and you'd save a lot of money.
So Senator Cassidy agrees with you. He's an expert, a former doctor, and Rick Scott, I understand it. So in other words, for people listening right now, many of which voted for you, some didn't, that are just concerned about their bills, you're going to do something to help them.
Yep.
That's okay.
We're going to do a lot, not something. We're going to do a lot. We're going to get there. We're going to give them better health insurance for less money. Let me put it very simply. Better health insurance for less money.
So let's talk
about. You can't do better than that.
Let's talk about Venezuela. You have this unprecedented buildup in our hemisphere. It's the Monroe Doctrine in 2026. They call it the Donroe Doctrine. And you basically said, I'll speak to Maduro. He reached out through emissaries or directly. When you speak to him, is the message simply you have to go? Is there any scenario where he stays in power?
Brian, look, you are somebody I have a lot of respect for. Everybody respects you, and congratulations on your success. You're a hard worker, and you do a great job, and you're a friend. I'm not allowed to say that, but you're a friend of mine. You're a great guy, but I can't tell you that, Brian. I'm sorry. I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to tell him.
Okay.
I just don't do that. You know, maybe other politicians do. I can't do that, and then they prepare for that, or unless I want to send a mixed signal, and I don't like lying, but... No, I can't tell you what I'm going to tell them, but I have something very specific to say. Look, what they did, drugs are horrendous, and, you know, they're one. But you also have Mexico, you have Colombia. Colombia is horrible in the drug situation. I mean, they have cocaine plants where they make cocaine. It's horrible. Colombia is horrible, and we're going to deal with that. We're dealing with it all. We're dealing with things that nobody else ever even thought to think about. And it would be a lot easier not to do it, but not really, because it's destroying a big chunk of our country. When you look at the death and destruction and the family, what happens to a family with, you know, kids that get hooked, and not only kids, parents get hooked too, everyone. The numbers are unbelievable. I think we lost last year 200,000 people.
Yeah.
That's death. But when you multiply that times three or four for the people that are affected, the parents, the brothers, the sisters, it's a terrible situation. And Venezuela is a big part of it. But Venezuela did one thing that nobody else did to that extent. They emptied their prisons into our country. Tren de Aragua, the gang. Their prisons were emptied into the U.S. Emptied.
Right. And Mr. President, don't you think the message to Mondami?
We're bringing them back, but they're not getting away with it.
Yeah, the message to Mondami is if you want socialism, look at Venezuela. It doesn't work. The other thing, the Colombia president came out and said Maduro should go. I was kind of shocked at that because you're sparring with the Colombia president who's up for election. So maybe there's some support in the region for him to do what Aristide did from Haiti and get out. And I'm sure there's a bunk bed available with Assad somewhere in Russia as long as he leaves, because you have a rightful government that won an election and can't take power because they don't have control of the army.
Yeah, well, we're going to see, and we're going to be very much involved, and we're going to, I'll be speaking to him in the not-too-distant future, but I can't tell you what I'm going to be saying.
He won't tell me what he's going to say, but I think it's going to be, you got to go. And I'm not going to keep my troops there not doing anything for that long a period of time. So when we come back, part two, I'll have a few minutes, and then the second half hour, I'll have part two of my interview, 22 minutes long, with the 47th President of the United States. A lot of that stuff he had not spoken about before, and you'll see it a lot as he gets ready for his mom-dommy meeting and so much more today. Brian Kilmeade Show.
The headlines, the stories behind them, and the people who make them. Only on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Black Friday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Black Friday deals before they're gone at audionhearing.com. That's audienhearing.com.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why the big wireless companies want you on an unlimited plan? It's because they need you to help cover the cost of the 20-somethings who are using a lot of data every month. Fact is, according to the latest research studies, most people 50 and up, like me, only use 12 gigs or less each month. Don't get bamboozled by big wireless. At Consumer Cellular, pick what suits your needs, whether it's 1 gig, 5, 10, or unlimited. The point is, pay for exactly what you need and nothing more. We use the same towers as the big guys, but since we don't own and maintain them, we can pass the savings on to you. Our plans start at just $20 a month, and you'll get the best customer service in the business. I want to invite you to join the millions of people who choose something better than big wireless, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A doctor from Brazil who dresses his patients up in superhero costumes to make them feel comfortable before surgery makes today's Dean's List. Dr. Leandro B. Guimarães is an ENT, and he remembers one of his patients a few years ago who was just two and was so scared as she was heading into the operating room that she could not stop crying. So he made a promise to himself that he would do everything he could to make sure his littlest patients were as comfortable and strong as they could be. His idea was to have superhero costumes that they could wear in the hospital. The kids get to pick which one, and then he tells them they will go in flying as he helps them get stronger. The doctor also encourages parents to join them in the operating room if the child is still nervous, but so far, everything seems to be working. He also runs alongside to help them feel less scared and records the video to show their families how brave they were. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Fox on Tech.
Apple releases its first big update to its new mobile operating system. iOS 26.1 can be downloaded now, and as usual, Apple recommends everyone eligible update their iPhones, at least for the sake of security patches. But the update also adds some features promised by Apple. Within the new liquid glass design, a tinted background for icons is now available, and the update brings support for live translations and AirPods for both simplified and traditional Mandarin Chinese, Japanese, Korean, and Italian. 26.1 brings back a beloved multitasking tool that was done away with when 26 was first released. That's iPad slide over. And for Apple fans hoping to get a new laptop but are afraid it could break the bank, Bloomberg reports Apple is working on building a budget-level MacBook that could retail for less than $1,000. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On April 9, 1959, NASA named the first group of American astronauts, selected from a list of 110 candidates. In just 2 years, on May 5, 1961, Alan Shepard would become the first American astronaut in a suborbital flight.
Which of these men will be first to orbit the Earth, I cannot tell you. He won't know himself until the day of the flight. From your right, Malcolm S. Carpenter, Leroy G. Cooper, John H. Glenn, Virgil I. Grissom, Walter M. Shearer, Alan B. Shepard, Donald K. Slayton. These, ladies and gentlemen, are the nation's Mercury astronauts.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
And you were one of those famous guys in New York. And I said, he's a great guy. And because you care about the average person and you showed me that respect. And I walked back with this great interview with Donald Trump, the promoter, and I'll never forget it. So thanks so much for your time then and now.
Well, maybe I spotted talent. You know, maybe I saw you and you're a young guy, young, nice, handsome guy. And maybe I said, this guy's got a big future. I better be nice to him. And I was right. See, that's so. Maybe I didn't do it for myself. Maybe I really did something that I spotted great talent. Look how well you've done. So I'm very proud of you. You've done a great job.
And he ended up amounting to something. I believe he became president. And I was talking about this. That was from my interview with President Trump. You're going to get the second half of it in about 4 minutes. But one thing I said to him is the first time I met President Trump, I was he owned the Taj Mahal and owned everything in Atlantic City. And he's promoting the Alex Stewart, Mike Tyson fight. I think Stewart Tyson was champion again. I think he was out of prison. And he's trying to get his belt back. And Alex Stewart had been undefeated. So I'm covering the fight. I did a feature on Alex Stewart. And I have my mic cube is the sports phone, which is a great place to work, but it's the lowest rung of the sports ladder. You have a 976-13. It's a phone service. So you call 976-13-13 and you get your sports scores. And then you do live events and things like that. So there was precursor to All Sports Radio. It was before there was All Sports Radio. So you walk in and you have that mic cube and you go into the Yankee locker room. They look at you and they're like, yeah, you know, you're not a network. You know, they'll walk right by you, Giants and Jets. And, you know, you just go through it. You know, you break it in, you do whatever you can, you try to get the best interviews, but you know the mic cube doesn't get anybody's attention. But for some reason, here's this young guy, famous, on page 6 of the New York Post, rich. He's thinking about, you know, going on Oprah, thinking about running for president. And I walk over to him, and instead of going to Warner Wolf and all these local legends, he starts giving me the first interview. I go, what's it going to be like? Do you think Tyson's got a shot? Alex Stewart's never been knocked out. He answered all my questions. He talked about it's going to be the best night ever. It's going to be sold out. Mike Tyson is the best, you know. He gave me a great interview. I was able to come back to Sports Phone. I go, look, I got a one-on-one with Donald Trump. They couldn't believe it. It was like better. At that point, it was almost as good as getting Mike Tyson. But if he was able to look at me making $14,000 a year, I couldn't really help him then. I go, this guy likes the everyday person. You know, he wasn't, you know, just looking for people on the big networks. I thought that was a quality that helped him become president, in my view. What do you think? 1-866-408-7669. Brian Kilmeade.
Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services at the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rob a Bus Drive, Friday the 14th, at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Reading, in Anderson, the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard, and the Burney Library, between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations. This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
News, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
So Zoram Amdani has just arrived, by the way, in Washington, D.C. A lot of people asking their pictures. He's going to have a high-profile meeting with the President of the United States at his request. The President said, sure, that was the first question I asked the 47th President 20 minutes ago, and he just answered. Part two of my interview is now, and I open up with Ukraine, really concerned about the plan, 28 points. But I want to get a 28-point plan that evidently he has until next Thursday to agree to it, or that we start diminishing the number of weapons. But I don't think we're doing that. They're paying for them. I don't understand that. But Russia started the war. We'll see if they really want to end the war, because it's not really up to Ukraine. I mean, Ukraine will never invade you. They just want to defend themselves. And also keep in mind before you hear the interview that Zelensky could sign off on this plan. It doesn't matter. Parliament has to sign off on the plan. And the people of Ukraine do not want to give up land that they have not lost in war. And that's what some of this actually requires. All right. So here's my interview, more part two of my interview with President Trump. 28-point plan has been out there. There's a report that you gave to Zelensky until next Thursday to essentially agree to it. He is saying all the right things. He's open to it. He's meeting with Dan Driscoll, your Secretary of the Army. But some of the points on there that are, I guess, everything's in flux until it's done. No one has to tell you about a deal. It looks like Ukraine has to cut their personnel to 600,000. It looks like they got to give up some land that they have not lost in the war. They cannot join NATO.
They will lose in a short period of time.
The whole of Donbass.
They're losing land. So we're in it for one thing. We want the killing. You know, they lost 25,000 people last month. Between the two countries, 25,000 people. It's out of control. It's a bloodbath. Remember the famous word, bloodbath?
Right.
Remember when they tried to make that an interesting
But you know that situation. If you don't stop him in Ukraine, he's going to have problems. They're going to be another. The Baltics are going to be in trouble.
Well, they'll be stopped. He's not looking for more war. He's taking punishment. Say what you want. I mean, this was supposed to be a one-day war that ended 4 years now, okay? But in all fairness, we gave them the best military, we make the best equipment in the world. We gave Ukraine the best military equipment anywhere in the world. Nobody makes, and we gave them a lot of it. But somebody had to use that equipment. And say what you want, they were very brave. Do you agree with that?
They're great fighters. Right. And the other thing, Mr. President, you're not pulling off the sanctions while you wait on the 28-point plan, because it seems like every time Vladimir Putin wants you to stop.
We have very strong sanctions.
So they go in today, don't they? Against Lukoil.
They go in very soon, and they're very powerful. Very powerful. I mean, you know, it makes it very hard to sell oil. That's a big thing. That's, you know, their whole economy is based on oil. But no, I'm not doing anything having to do with taking back sanctions.
All right, understood. So is next Thursday the deadline that you gave, a loose deadline for Ukraine?
Well, we have, I've had a lot of deadlines, but if things are working well, you tend to extend the deadlines. But Thursday is, we think, an appropriate time.
So today we find out that 52 more Christians were kidnapped from their school in Nigeria. And they're being held for $100 million ransom. What do you say to people who think that this is not an urgent situation and it needs to be acted on? What's your answer to those critics?
I think Nigeria is a disgrace. The whole thing is a disgrace. They're killing people by the thousands. It's a genocide. And I'm really angry about it. And we pay, you know, we give a lot of subsidy to Nigeria. We're going to end up stopping. The government's done nothing. They're very ineffective. They're killing Christians at will. And, you know, until I got involved in it 2 weeks ago, nobody even talked about it. The New York Times doesn't write stories about it. Nobody writes stories about it. They're killing people, hundreds of thousands of people. And the New York Times and all that garbage that people read, that are forced to read, they write all garbage, the most dishonest group of people. But when you look at it, can you imagine? They don't even cover it. They hardly cover a story like this. It's like, I don't even know if they cover it at all. But not only them, others. When you look at the lack of coverage, and yet other things that are totally unimportant get massive coverage, it's disgraceful. What's happening in Nigeria is a disgrace.
So your UN ambassador got something I haven't seen before, Mike Waltz. 15-0, the UN has signed off, the Security Council signed off on the Trump peace plan in Gaza. I read that they've set up a unit in a warehouse. The first floor is Israelis, the second floor is us, as well as international representation from Egypt to Qatar. And they're working on bringing peace to the area. But Hamas says they're not putting down their weapons. What could you do to get us to phase two in this effort to have peace?
Well, we're going to see. Let's take a look at Hamas, what they do, because we just started that process. Let's see what happens. I will say this. We have now peace in the Middle East. We have countries signed on. We have so many countries that are signed on. In fact, it changes every single day. Countries are being added. There's never been a time like this in the Middle East. You have peace in the Middle East. Now, you have Hamas, which has been, you know, beaten very badly. You have Iran, which has been beaten very badly, and their nuclear capability yep. taken away, and they want to make a deal, and we probably will make a deal with Iran. But you have peace for the first time in the Middle East. You have real peace in the Middle East. You have Hezbollah with Lebanon, which is not good, but that's a, you know, relatively small situation. Not a good situation, but small. But you had things 1 year ago. You had nuclear weapons. You had Iran was, you know, yeah. boasting about how strong they were. You had, this is a totally different Middle East right now. And you have countries that want to make peace as opposed to countries that had no idea of making peace. We've taken a big dark cloud off of the Middle East by bringing Iran back down to size.
Understood. And lastly, Mr. President, what do you say to people who see the rise of AI? And they say, my goodness, we saw that Amazon cut back 9,000 jobs, not because of performance, but because they got automated, they got robots, and they are able to AI and be more efficient. What do you say to people who are nervous about AI and think it's going to be the end of their jobs, their occupation, their living? What's your message to them?
Well, what's going to happen is economies will get so much bigger that you'll have tremendous numbers of jobs, including the making of AI itself. We have plants that are being built in this country producing AI, artificial intelligence. I never liked the idea with the word artificial, but that's what they call it, so let them call it. We have the biggest plants in the world being built. So people have to build those plants. People have to operate the plants. People have to do a lot. What's happening is the whole, from our standpoint, I can tell you as a country, our country is getting much bigger, much wealthier. We have $20 trillion being invested in the United States. If you took a look at past years, but if you go back just to Biden, they had less than $1 trillion over 4 years. Okay. I have $20 trillion in 1 year. It'll be about $20 trillion in 1 year. A record. No other country ever in history has done that. All of that money, much of it goes toward jobs. So, yes, I agree with you. It'll make things more efficient. But it'll also make things much bigger. It's going to level out beautifully.
Mr. President, I can't thank you enough for the loyalties of the show. But the first time I ever interviewed you, I was at Sports Phone, the lowest rung of media. And you were promoting the Alex Stewart-Tyson fight. And when I went up to talk to you, I've had Yankees and other Major League Baseball players just walk past my mic flag. You actually talked to me before Warner Wolf. So I go, this guy, and you were one of those famous guys in New York. And I said, this guy, he's a great guy. And because you care about the average person and you showed me that respect. And I walked back with this great interview with Donald Trump, the promoter, and I'll never forget it. So thanks so much for your time then and now.
Well, maybe I spotted talent. You know, maybe I saw you and you're a young guy, young, nice, handsome guy. And maybe I said, this guy's got a big future. I better be nice to him. And I was right. See that? So maybe I didn't do it for myself. Maybe I really did something that... I spotted great talent. Look how well you've done. So I'm very proud of you. You've done a great job.
And I think you've done well for yourself, too, two-term president.
I've done okay. But we watch each other.
Absolutely.
That's very nice.
Hey, Mr. President, I'll see you today at 3 o'clock. I look forward to it. Thanks so much.
Very,
I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you very much, Brian. Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you. Very nice way for him to start his day with us. So that was pretty cool. So now you have a story. This is where he stood. So when we come back, I'll take your calls, 1-866-408-7669, and also tell me what you think about where we're going here. You got the Ukraine plan, you have the situation with Mondami, what's your prediction on how it's going to happen? Or what do you think is going to happen too? And he is happy with the FBI investigation. So I spoke to people in the FBI this week, this FBI, and they were a little befuddled by the fact that Miranda Devine, who we love, had a report that President was not happy with the investigation. And he just told us, no, I am happy with the way the investigation into Thomas Crooks is going, that he's the Butler shooter. So when we come back, your calls, your emails, I'm going to go through the emails too. Don't move.
where big stories meet bigger conversations. Stay informed and energized with the Brian Kilmeade Show.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Black Friday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Black Friday deals before they're gone at audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
We've got trade wars, rising costs, global chaos, and a skyrocketing national debt. It's no wonder gold keeps hitting record highs. With everything going on in the world, thousands of hardworking Americans are looking to help diversify their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated gold company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver if you qualify. Find out how you can diversify your savings tax and penalty-free today. Call 855-969-GOLD. That's 855-969-GOLD.
Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on an unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
From around the world,
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard, if a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. From around the world,
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard, if a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. The fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Do you know you plan on voting on the socialism resolution tomorrow?
I plan on voting in a manner consistent with how I have voted in the past.
Do you condemn socialism in the United States?
I plan on voting in a manner consistent with how I've voted in the past. Listen, I believe as Democrats that we believe in a country where you have a strong floor and no ceiling. That's what we believe in as Democrats.
So that is not socialism, by the way, but his strong floor is some of those pro-social programs. That's called Social Security. That's called Medicare. That's called Medicaid. You know, the programs that you get. You know, we usually pay into them. I mean, you pay into Social Security. I don't know if you get back. You don't get back dollar for dollar. But those are social programs. That's different from socialism. That's getting into whole home ownership and lack of incentives. And capitalism might not be the best buzzword, but it's the type of word that accurately describes our system that has to go with the democracy. It's got to be this will to succeed and the need to get an education in order to find your way through society. And as you do that, you work and our economy hums. And that's why we're so productive over the course of 250 years. So Hakeem Jeffries said that yesterday. And the reason why we bring that up is today there was a vote to condemn socialism. And Hakeem Jeffries voted to condemn socialism. So now we have the answer. He was hedging yesterday, but for today. But you know what it does? It puts him directly against Mondami and the socialist that's going to primary him, I think, in Brooklyn and the 30-plus that are primarying other Democrats around the country. They are heartened and emboldened by the success that Mondami has had. Nathan, you're in Virginia. Hey, Nathan.
Hey, Byron. How's it going?
Good. What's on your mind?
Do you think it's a really good idea for Trump to give in to the Saudis for his Abrahamic Accords?
Yes.
To a two-state solution with Palestine given legitimacy in the UN?
I don't know that that's a demand. I should have let you finish. That's not the demand I would sign off on. I wouldn't do it. In the peace agreement, I would not sign off on a two-state solution. What you do is, number one, they have to go prove that they can live a life without violence. And to do that, you got to get rid of Hamas. And do you know that they're already coming in with different curriculum into the schools, even though the place is rubble? Do you know they're all part of the peace plan? And this is what gives me hope. The Saudis did reconstruct their educational system. That Wahhabism, that extremism that's living for the next life is now not in their system. So we have a generation that's not growing up with it. Doesn't mean there's no bin Ladens out there, but it means they're changing their society. Do you know that they're coming in with a new curriculum for the Palestinian kids? It's starting right now. So if there's no such thing as a two-state solution that can't even be entertained for at least 10 years because they don't want a two-state solution. The Palestinians don't want a two-state solution. They want a one-state solution. And if you don't believe me, ask Bill Clinton. Ask Hillary Clinton. Ask anybody involved in the 90s when they thought they could land that plane, and they don't. But I do think that the Saudis, Abraham Accords, is coming. J.D. in New Jersey. Hey, J.D.
Hey, Brian. Brian, how are you, sir? Great. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
You made a comment about when you were down, just as that young reporter and President Trump spoke to you.
Yeah.
I had a similar thing, sir. I'm retired captain from FDNY. And I help a lot of people throughout my career move up. That's just what you do. You're supposed to do that. And a lot of those people moved up into very high levels within the department. Sadly, I'm a little bit sick from 9/11, and I was having some problems in getting started on the path to get the care that I need to have. And it was those people down there that didn't forget. And they paid it back, paid it forward, whichever you'd like to use.
Yeah.
But my point I'm trying to make is opportunities are out there. And we fail to see them, and we got to actually look for them.
True, and I would say this. This is what you did. You have to, if you can judge someone's character by how they treat people they need nothing from. And what I was trying to say with that story is he doesn't get much from me running an interview on 976-1313, which is, I was proud to have it. I was my first broadcasting job. And he knows that all the other networks are the ones that are going to sell tickets in Atlantic City. But he just looked and he goes, I'm going to be polite. That's the way I'm going to do it. You know, he is going to help people. You're doing the same thing. You are on your own career path. You're moving up the ranks. But you just say, I'm just going to help people. And that pays off in unexpected ways, right?
Something I never expected. Never expected to get sick and never expected to be in a position. And more than one person stepped forward and helped me get over it.
And by the way, how are you now?
I'm fine, sir. I'm actually doing well. I got a lot of good news.
Nice. All right, good job, JD. Thanks for sharing your story. Hey, Gino in St. Louis. Hey, Gino.
Hey, Brian. Great interview with the president. I really love that.
Thank you so much. What's on your mind? What's on your mind, though?
Well, on my mind is my 401k. The market has dropped 2,500 points in the last 7 or 8 days. Nobody's talking about it. They're talking about Mondami, the sex scandals, everything but. And I'm wondering why, because that's the biggest thing that affects me, besides my safety with ICE and, you know, the immigration thing. And no one's talking about it. I know what's going on. You figure with $30 trillion of investment, the market should be going up, 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 and it's not.
Yeah, well, a couple of things. You know, it's up 300 points today, and I think it's going to climb back again. And you know what happened yesterday is that they're worried about the Fed. And the weird thing is, and these people who major in economics and do this for a living think it's a no-brainer, but it's really not. If the better the economy doing, if the jobs report looks strong, if they look solid growth, the Fed goes, okay, they don't need a rate cut. But the market wants a rate cut. Why? Your credit card's at 26%. Your house that you got for 3%, your mortgage that you're going to get for your new house, your bigger house, your next house, is at 6%. Nobody's moving. You don't go to Home Depot to build up your house. The economy doesn't go. If you cut rates and indicate you're going to cut rates, then the market goes, okay, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go with that Home Depot stock. I'm ready to go with real estate stocks. I'm ready to move. I'm ready to invest. And what happened? Because the jobs report was so good, they said, okay, uh-oh, this year we're not going to get another rate cut. That's bad. And I watched Charles Payne last night. He told Brett, I'm not sure you're going to get one now. But the market is responding to AI and the investment. They're worried about an AI bubble. And they don't want to be holding the bag like they were when George Bush took over in 2000. He took over a roaring economy. But then we were getting used to the internet, and most of those companies failed. Because people were just ebullient with the possibility that the internet could do. And it ended up producing. Now they look at AI and they say, wow, look at all the money pouring in. And then some people go, wait a second, what if these companies fail like the other companies fail? What if OpenAI, who can't profit till 2030, is not a good investment? And that's what caused it to drop.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now. And there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LOOT to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LOOT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LOOT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.